93 FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And no one is feeling better than LaDainian Tomlinson. If he scores today, he'll break a 40-year-old NFL record indeed. Joining me today, that one indeed. Got to make sure I get those indeeds indeed out of there. Joining me right now,
that's
Terry
Howley
and Jimmy.
Spanking right
spanking
there,
is
Jimmy.
Out. Coach LT being described as the best player in the league.
Hey, Jim, can I suck it back in? I didn't say it.
I didn't say it either, Emmett.
He's good.
Hey, can you give Terry some decaf coffee? Dynamite, no more NDs. No more NDs, Dynamite. The fine people at DirecTV who bring you...
Hi, Eliza. Jerry, don't get up. Ah, boy, I'll tell you. Every time you come back from a tour, I don't know what it is, but there must be something in the air or the tour. It really becomes you. It's like you become rejuvenated. I don't know what it is. Isn't that so, everybody? Isn't that so?
Hey, that's the truth. I'll tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing. You look wonderful.
And yeah, I know. You look wonderful too, Jerry. I wasn't leaving you out.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Jerry, I love this guy. Always coming up with these great lines. I love him. I love him. He's wonderful. You're wonderful. I say, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Rupert, the bus is here. It's early. Try to be on time for once.
I can't believe this. I gotta go now. Yeah, I gotta catch a bus. Jerry, take care of yourself. Baby, be good. Good luck in Rio.
Innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal. One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
From what I see of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
You honor me by giving me gas.
Are you ready to do eeny, meeny? Who wants to be eeny?
I'll be eeny.
You want
to
be?
You can be eeny.
Okay.
I'll be any.
How come you want me to be any?
No, it's good. You should be any. That's what you want, right? Don't you want to be any? Want me to be any? Do you want me to be any?
I'll be any.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. My mother says to pick this one, and out goes Y-O-U.
Yeah! 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 What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
What are you so happy about?
I won!
No, you lost!
I just Y-O-U!
No, you lost! You're out! You're in!
No.
Out goes Y-O-U!
You're the loser!
No, you're the loser! Tell him.
Out goes Y-O-U. You give the kidney.
You give the kidney!
No!
You give the kidney!
Stupid idiot! You don't even know how to play
anything.
Oh,
I don't know how to play anything.
Why are you out?
Lose with dignity.
All right, wait a second.
They're giving a kidney to Richard Lewis.
He's the one.
He lost.
He lost.
You're not giving your fucking kidney. What if one of your kids needs a kidney one day? You're going to give your kidney to Richard Lewis? No.
You'll give it to him.
I might not be the match, Larry. He needs his kidney, number one. Number two, he's a fat fuck. He can't even survive the surgery.
How do you know he can't survive the surgery?
You're healthy and thin. You're giving the kidney. End of discussion.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Well, Mr. McCall, your limo is second in line there.
Well, I can take it from here.
You sure?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Good night.
Night.
Get the f*** away from me!
What are you doing? Somebody help us!
Don't die!
Mr. McCall, don't move. Yes, an ambulance by Robinson's May.
I am the truth. We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Hey, man.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
So let's get on with the show, The Best of Rupert Pupkin. So close your eyes and imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock, you're standing in the wings, and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
And now, from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show, with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett,
and the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert, I'm crazy.
Hey, hello.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah,
man. You fell sleeping. Lower it. What's the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it. I'm not going to lower it.
I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
Joe. Joe.
I was hoping we wouldn't have to turn the microphones on, but that's a shock, the phone.
Hoping that we could actually get right through to Joe without the phone failed us. Well, here we go.
It was good till then.
Weekend's here! Have a can of beer!
Rick D's in the morning. Can't
hi, this is Rick D's in Los Angeles.
Rick D's in the morning. Music Radio. WABC. WABC. Ron, London.
This is Ron Lundy in New York City.
The best music, WABC. The best music, WABC. All day.
This is the XM Nation.
Right.
66.6
XM Radio.
Okay, I think we can start now.
Man,
right?
I like that.
Nice.
I like that jingle package.
Tighter than a nun. Tighter than Mama Teresa. Kiss my feet. Joe.
Okay, here we go.
Now. Ho, ho, ho.
Boy, am I love. I think of
oh, boy.
A laughing place to go, ho, ho.
He's practicing for the national anthem.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's on my mind.
Yeah.
Here's your favorite part. This is
sound good at the old ballpark.
Listen up.
Hey.
The
following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5 out in Colorado, and on the West Coast it's noon and 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello! Frankie and the Knockouts.
Hello!
This would be a one-hit one. And that's two hits, actually. This is a good one, though. Sweetheart.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
I know, baby.
You're ready today.
He's mentally retarded.
That was just a hi to Rob, who's just standing at the microphone without it turned on. Go ahead, stand. Just stand there. Tap your foot. Tap your foot in time to visit. That's right. Stand up straight.
You know what? No one can appreciate the way he just started tapping his foot.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi,
sweet. All right, let's go through this whole facade.
Oh, there's the door.
Yeah. Oh.
Ta-da!
He's mentally retarded.
How's your brass hole?
How's your dog dressed as Batman?
That's funny, isn't it?
I got your email.
That's from Robert.
I know, from your son.
That's right. Takes forever for him to type. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Handsome Haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that flat top.
Yeah. How you doing? About you, Baldy?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's good work. Yeah.
And all the chips and seeds.
Happy 1964.
Ready for their Thailand tongue bath.
Oh, yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob.
Even with this happy-go-lucky 80s pop hit playing in the background, who wasn't shocked last night on CSI? It's Guilfoyle.
Paul Guilfoyle. I think it isn't so.
Brass.
I know.
Brass is the one.
What did Brass do? I don't watch it anymore.
Brass got gunned down, Mike.
Brass got killed? He's not feeling too
well. He's not necessarily killed yet.
Yeah, he's too big a character to write him out of the show.
Yeah. Two brass holes right in his shoulder.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Jim Brass. And he had the guy right there. He had the guy cornered.
Yeah.
And he gave the code word when the guy pulled his gun.
Jim.
And then it was boom, boom.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
He's down.
Good CSI last night.
Yeah. Not good. I like Brass.
I think he'll pull through.
Hope so.
And I'm watching the show saying, why couldn't that be George Eads?
No.
For God's sake.
That's the guy they ought to have on the shelf for a while.
Or no, we discussed this off the air yesterday when we were talking about who was going to get shot on CSI.
Right.
I had hoped it was the guy who looks like Ben Stiller in Something About Mary when he answers the door and gets the goo in her hair. That guy looks to me like he has number 3 in his hair. You know,
yeah,
the lab technician on
the
CSI.
The oversized head.
That's
and the lantern jaw.
Would be a good idea to say hello.
Okay.
Hello, friends. Don and Mike Show right here. New episode, everybody, on the Spry-D.
Spry-D!
Right. 0512. Hot sick.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
And you can call us. Just about anybody can call us. We prove it every day. Phone number 877-365-3636. And if you can't use 877 from Canada, maybe call 800-636-1067. Soon to be antiquated when we move studios. Secret line for just a little while more. 202-432-1067. If you're listening to us on WJFK in D.C., that's our home station. And blah, blah, iTunes. Blah, blah, 100 episodes there. Blah, blah, iTunes, talk radio. We're also on the intronet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. You can stream the show there. The stream is very bloody today.
Mm-hmm.
And we also answer your email sometimes. So write to us if you got, you know, got a hair up there. Write to us at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
I have more than enough hair up there.
More than enough hair up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the Mom's Day Mega Mix. We'll try this in a second here.
Good.
Right
at the top of the show.
Yeah, well,
good.
You know, get it out of the way.
Good.
But Feist, a brief hello to a friend of both myself and Mike's, who stopped by the show last night, late in the show.
Yes.
Now, I've had the pleasure of knowing this guy since, I think, like, we were talking about since 1978.
Long time.
Wow. And Mike since, you know, like, what, 84, 85?
Yeah, sure, right about there. 85, yeah.
Anyway, dude's name is Tommy Schoberg, and he was a record promoter
right
in his previous life.
Great guy.
Yeah, I mean, really, one of the real guys who I consider a friend in this business. You don't have a lot of friends
right
in the radio and records business, but he's really up there as a true friend.
Mm-hmm.
So He just dropped by yesterday to say hello, and it was right at the very end of the show. And when I was talking to him after the show, he mentioned that both he and Frank Felice, another good friend of ours, another record guy, they're out of the record business now.
Mm-hmm.
And they hear me talk sometimes about the old days.
Right.
And about, well, that dreaded P word,
mm-hmm.
payola.
Uh-oh.
Just some of the stuff that went on.
Yeah. Not a breakfast cereal, people.
And Tommy said he'd be willing to come in someday with Frank and talk about the olden days.
Sure, they're out of the business now.
Yeah. There would be nothing, absolutely nothing finer. I think it would be some great radio and give you some background on some of the stuff I talk about, how things used to be in radio.
You know, I won't bring it up now. You were giving me a little preview in the office of the way it used to work. And, you know, you were at a pretty high level as far as a big music flame-throwing FM station. And pretty fascinating the way it used to work in the record business.
Yeah. It was money or drugs or sex or dinner or, you know, if you needed a car payment made.
Right.
I mean, pretty much... You wrote your ticket.
Whatever you needed.
If you gave them the ad,
right.
if you told the radio, if you told Billboard or right. Radio and Records that you were playing a record.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's a long, drawn-out story, but both Tommy and Frank are guys from the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they're out, it's almost like one of those things where you get somebody from the mafia
who's
not afraid to say what went on.
They want to purge.
Because they would be talking, of course, about other people, and we would use assumed names for the other people.
Statute of limitations
we'd all
run out
the,
anyway.
We'd know who the other people
are. You can have a very, very lengthy discussion on this if you certainly don't mention names.
That would be great.
Well, yeah, but you know me, I'd throw a name in. couldn't help myself. And I'd throw my own name in. You know.
What's the statute of limitations on something like that?
Who knows?
Should the FBI be tuning in when they drop by?
They could just pick it up off my phone calls at home.
They've got the info.
They've got the database.
Because they're listening already. So
right.
Just want to take a second out to say hi to Tommy. Nice to see him last night. What a pussy I am. Here we are talking about CSI, what a great CSI it was last night. And you don't know how pathetic I was watching this show. I am a total pussy when the power goes off. What I mean is, I'm not scared.
No,
but what I mean is, I cannot function. We had some bad thunderstorms move through the D.C. metro area last night towards the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no power at my house. And, you know, the dog, Clink, was going crazy because thunder affects him.
You're right.
It affects his bowels. So I walked in and immediately I hear the, you know, beep. You know, the alarm's just droning on.
Right.
It won't stop. There is really a river of diarrhea right by the front door.
You knew there would be.
And bless their hearts, little footprints all over because as they've walked around.
You know, why just leave it there when you can really track it all over
the
house?
Why go around it when you can go through it?
And, you know, I got the incredible gag reflex going anyway.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing worse than that as far as that comes out of a dog.
Right.
I mean, that is the worst.
Right.
You know, and I'm thinking it's just my dumb luck. You know, I mean, I've got, you know, as I've told you, I've got considered my girlfriend now
right.
who comes over for dinner a couple nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night wasn't one of those nights.
Oh, she missed it.
Yeah, she missed the chance to clean up diarrhea. So I did that, and that you know, you don't need to hear the details on that, but that made me puke.
It wasn't good.
And, you know, the dogs the whole time are looking at me, you know, bless their hearts. They don't know. They're like, you know, hey, what's going on? Are you mad at us?
No, they have no idea.
And especially the German Shepherd, Clink, because he's flipping out because the weather's doing the... and he's just got so much...
Saliva.
Just gobs of it coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. That's how they, you know, that's how they show stress. Is, you know, they have that goo that comes out of their mouth.
So I go inside, and I go to the panel where the alarm is, and I finally just keep hitting buttons until it stops.
Okay.
Because now all the lights are just flashing.
So when your power goes out, that's like battery operated, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But figure a way to disable that. So I get through all of that crisis.
Did it involve a clenched fist?
No.
You simply pound the keyboard.
See, if the old me, who had someone to help me with that, probably would have. No, the new me went and got the book.
You
got to
do it.
Got the book and said, okay, hey, to disable alarm. Okay, I got to do this before it gets dark outside. And I'm looking for candles, you know, which is just queer, and looking for big flashlights. And once I got everything cleaned up, I realized, oh, Christ. CSI is on tonight in high definition. Well, I start running around looking for a TV because I got to watch CSI. Right? I find this little tiny Casio black and white TV I think they used to call it a watchman. It was like something like that.
Those are nice.
Back in the
one of your backup TVs.
Yeah, nice, a nice big 3-inch screen.
One of your end of the world going to the bunker TVs.
Well, you know, guess a you pull up the antenna and goddamn if you can't get the signal. Now,
very cool.
Now my eyes, of course, because doctor, my eyes. I had that surgery. It's great. I can see fantastic far away. Now it's hard, a little harder reading. So I'm sitting at my kitchen table with my big oversized Harry Carey glasses on, my big magnifying glasses, staring into a 3-inch screen. And every time it thunders and lightnings outside, it's like the picture goes, and I'm frustrated because now here's another problem.
Never should have given it away.
Here's another problem. Oh, the generator? Here's another problem. I've decided it would be a smart thing to get all new telephones in my house. All new telephones I decided to do not long ago. This is a project for me.
It's just the wireless kind?
Yeah.
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 Kind that require electricity?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
There you go.
So, what about the old phones, you say?
Yes, where are they?
Where are they, you Claude? Well, you know where they are? They're in the bottom of some goddamn effing box in the basement.
Mm-hmm. It's dark.
And I can't find them down there.
And you're in your nightgown. You're holding the candelabra.
Yeah, that's right. So I can't find the phone. I'm so pissed. And where I live, I don't get cell reception. I live in the middle of nowhere, and really it's impossible. Everybody that's been to my house knows you can't use your cell phone.
Right.
So what I do is finally...
So people should know also your house is underground.
Also, I am. So what I do is I go out on the deck, and now it is just absolutely like a monsoon out
there. Yeah, it was amazing here for a while.
Pouring rain. I got an umbrella out there.
Right.
And inside, I've got the glowing 3-inch TV. I got and of course, shock, a drink sitting there.
Well, sure.
And the dogs are going crazy.
Power hasn't been out long enough to melt the ice.
No, and I'm out on the deck, and I'm like an idiot holding my phone up, waiting for it to click on and say singular. So I say, I got one. Now, I could call the power company, but I'm sure neighbors have already done that.
They know.
Yeah. So what do I do? Call Rob. I called Rob.
Right.
And I called him. I mean, I didn't even have the decency to call during a commercial.
Wow.
Well, I didn't have the luxury of TiVo. I knew he could pause it. I could not.
Ah.
It was such a great call because the phone rang, and I saw it was his cell phone number. I said, that's odd. Mm-hmm. And I picked up, and I hear, and I said, hello? And he says, this sucks. I said, what's the matter? He said, the electricity's out, and I'm watching CSI on a little... Hello? Hello? S! And he had lost the signal. I could still hear him, but I couldn't talk to him, so he just called and cussed and hung
up. Why call the power company when you can call Rob?
I was just so frustrated, because I said to Rob, I'm not able to watch it. Who's going to get shot? He's like, I don't know who's going to get shot. So I'm watching another little 3-inch, and then, you know, God shined on me at 10 till 10. When the power came back on. So I turned the TV on, and then you get that maddening thing with TiVo where it says, powering up.
Right. A few more minutes, please. Yeah.
Just a few more seconds. Acquiring information from satellite.
Have to do the whole deal all over again.
Oh, come on. Please. Just reset. When it comes on, the moment it comes on, it's right when Paul Guilfoyle is standing there.
Is it Guilfoyle or Guilfoyle?
Guilfoyle.
I like calling it Guilfoyle.
There's an eye in there somewhere.
Paul Gyllenhaal.
Anyway, right at that point, it goes, boom, boom, and down goes Brad. Like,
yeah.
So I get to watch the last 3 minutes of the show, and then just because I'm retarded, I called him again. Like, hey, Rob. Hey, my power came back on. I got to see Brass get shot.
Well, it was, you got the most important part of the show.
But as always, it's like the sports curse. Here's what happens next. You know how, like, and I've done this with you, a lot of times if an important game is on and the team that I'm rooting for is way ahead or way behind, you know, and I've got a bet with Mike or somebody, the worst thing you can do is call and either gloat early or call and concede and just say, well, you know.
You don't concede.
Hey, it looks like your guys are going to kick my team's ass.
Conceding has better karma than gloating. Gloating can be very dangerous.
Yeah, that always bites you in the ass. You call a guy and go, how's it looking for your boys now?
It's precisely the reason I didn't put a call into my friend Randall today. It's the reason I didn't do it. I didn't call to say, Godspeed, I certainly hope that Hideki Matsui's wrist
heals, and that the surgery works well for the Yankee left fielder.
See, that's your whole Red Sox thing. You don't do that.
You don't do that, right?
And what I did, the curse that I busted so bad last night was, once I went through all this crap with the power, you know, it was a swinging dick at 10 till 10. Right away, the first thing I
do. I got my power.
I got to call it right, just like you do. Just like those commercials on TV for the place where your car is your credit, your driver,
right.
What you got? I got all of the money I need to pay my bills this month, and I get to keep my car. I get to keep my car.
I got electricity.
That's really how these commercials go. So that's what I did. And I hung up the phone with Rob, and I turned to the dogs, and I said, see, everything's okay. And at that moment, I went, beep, 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 boom, boom. And it was almost like the electricity was fighting to stay on.
Oh, no.
The lights were flickering.
Like some sort of power surge.
And then, everything just dark.
And how long was it out the second time?
That was out until 8 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Oh, out until 8 a.m.
And
now,
you get up early, so you woke up with no power. That puts you in a good mood.
It sucks, but it's okay. You know, the problem was, once the power came on this morning, I hate to bore you with all this stuff, but for me it's fascinating because I never used to do this.
Right.
I noticed that still I got no water, right? And I can't figure this out. Now, I know that I'm on a well, and I also know that there's a water pump down in the basement.
That runs on electricity.
Okay. I know this. So, didn't used to know this. Go to the basement. Like, I can fix this. Yep. I go down. What's the first thing I smell? Lionel Trains.
Yes. Okay.
I smell, I go, oh, you know,
burning electric.
It's the sound of burning electric.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, there it was, the water pump, and it was still warm to the touch.
Really?
You could have put an egg on that baby and fried an egg.
Wow.
So
no water?
They're fixing it today. I mean, they love hearing from me. I'm their best.
So the power surge has fried your it's not your water, it's your pressure pump.
So you couldn't bathe?
Buzz, what I did was, as you know, I own a swimming pool.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's right.
It was rather cool, but
that's a chilly dip this morning.
You know?
Is that how you did your hygiene?
Swear to God,
You do not look any the worse for wear.
Fresh as a daisy.
La la. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I urge everyone.
Did you soap up in there?
To bathe with bromine or bromine, whatever the crap is they put in the pool.
No, chlorine.
No, yeah, but it's like industrial chlorine.
Right?
Yeah. No, jumped in the pool. Swam a little bit. Now, I didn't want to mix, like, shampoo.
No. Did you do it naked?
No, I put on, some shorts.
Okay.
I'm just curious. Some jogging shorts.
Right.
And then went upstairs, and I don't know what I did. I put, like, I was such an idiot. It wasn't even shampoo. It was, like, body wash. And
right.
I'm putting in my wet hair. And then I got upstairs and realized, I was like the guy in the shampoo commercial.
Right.
Because I'm standing in front of the mirror, and I've got all this crap in my hair. And meanwhile, I'm looking at the bottle, and it says Adidas Body Wash. I'm like, it's not even shampoo.
Oh.
Then I go, I better rinse this out. This is how dense I am. I've just been down the pool taking a bath because I have no water. I'm up in my bedroom now. I've got all this crap in my hair because my hair was wet when I went upstairs. I go, well, I'll just turn on the tub and just put my head under the knob.
Mm.
I turn it on, and it goes, I go, oh, that's right. I don't have any water.
Right.
Ah, but once again, this is why it's great to be the world's dumbest millionaire. I got bottles of Evian coming out my bung.
Oh, wow.
I went downstairs. I got like 24 1-liter bottles. Thank God for Costco. It must have cost me about $8 worth of bottled water today to wash that crap out of my hair.
Sure.
But here I am.
Look at you.
Here
you look
I
good.
Am.
No worse for wear. And are you going to have water when you go home tonight?
Oh, that's the plan.
The game plan.
That is the plan.
You know, have you seen in like the Home Depot or any of the home stores now that they sell not just the kind of generator that I bought you years ago, but they sell these things now that are like they look like heat pumps almost, and they tie it into your whole house,
right?
So it's like an automatic thing that goes on whenever you lose your power.
Buku.
Yeah. It depends. Like if you lost power, but you seem to. You know, we get a strong wind, and you seem to lose power.
It happens. But anyway, made it through.
Nice little toy for the man of means.
I must say.
I could see that. You should add that to your arsenal.
No.
Really?
No.
You need another watch? Come on.
confident.
I think really, yeah.
Because you know my collection of watches. You know me, I'm the watchman.
Yeah, well, every year it's the trip, the buying trip to Switzerland.
I saw that,
and they are expensive, but it's kind of, I've never seen those available. I thought they were only available, like, to hospitals and stuff.
Nah,
like
forget it. I know this is stupid, but I'm just so proud of myself. Mm-hmm. When something goes wrong,
you know what to do.
And not that I know what to do, but you know, I left today with a feeling of satisfaction, like the house didn't fall down.
Under control.
You did. You know what I mean?
Handled.
Dogs grabbed everywhere. Power went off. Water pump got fried. Handled it. Took care of cleaning my, you know, and that I consider that to be a victory as well. Cleaned myself.
What about the other business? Did you have, you know, were you able to do that?
Mike,
was there enough water? Because if you've got the water in the commode, you can do it.
I've got four toilets in my home.
So one flush each.
And that's the beauty about having a deck.
Yeah.
Why go number one inside?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
It's like I'm standing out in my front yard. Anybody wants to come by and say, why are you going off your deck? I say, got no water.
Right.
Come look at me.
Sure.
Look at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Come see what's going on.
I live on a main drag, and I do it off the front porch. I'm sure there are a few horn beeps, but, you know.
I know things will be handled because I put Mr. Marine in charge of it today. Big Ed.
Ed's going to handle it for
Big
you?
Big Ed. Actually, I should say, as long as I'm tossing out these hellos to people nobody knows, hello, Big Ed, and thank you for the invitation to shower at your home.
Oh.
I just, you know how that is.
Sure, it's awkward. You don't want to go in there and, you know.
I don't want
to leave a curly in somebody else's shower.
I was talking to him, and he said, and actually he's the backup, to make sure that everything gets done there today while I'm here at work.
So no matter how normal the guy is, you know, you have these visions of stepping out of the shower and he's there holding a towel. Can we get you anything else? Here's a fresh fluffy towel.
Here you go.
There's not a chance he's listening, I don't think. But boy, would he be pissed about this.
Yeah.
Really? Well, here's the thing. I mean,
joking, having a little fun.
I've only been in this guy's house, my neighbor's house, a couple of times. Because it's like going in a museum. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you're afraid to touch anything because, like, it's everything in its place and every knickknack is perfect. And on the occasion I've been
Does he have, like, a gun collection or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, locked up.
Military guy.
Locked up downstairs.
Right.
Locked up downstairs. Besides the showpieces, Mike.
Why is it always heading down that highway to American Beauty? Why is it immediately we are hurtling down the highway to American Beauty right
now? That's right, and Ed's going to love that. And once again, you know where you're going with this. Ed is the next door neighbor to Kevin Spacey.
And he has the plate. He has the Nazi place.
And he wants me. He wants me bad. He wants to kiss me in my garage. Listen, what an ass I am. This guy is nice enough to do all this stuff.
Sure.
Anyway, on the occasions I've been in his house, it's like you go in the bathroom, and they've got out the soap that in my house is known as guest soap.
Right.
You know, which means, hey, Buster, don't use it.
Right.
You know, that was Frieda's old rule. You know, hey, what are you doing in there touching that? It's in the bathroom. No, that's because people are coming over. Go upstairs, use your own soap.
It's the guest soap.
Well, when you go to my neighbor Ed's house, it's just Ed and Barbara, his wife, and they live in this pristine museum-type environment.
Mm-hmm.
And the one time I was in the bathroom, it's like they got the monogram towels and everything. It's just you're afraid.
Yeah, I know.
Afraid to touch anything. And I wouldn't feel right, you know, big sloppy me going over there and, you know, and
right.
You're right, Mike. I mean.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Plus, I it's good for my athlete's foot. I go number one in the shower.
Yeah,
I do. I mean, it's a tip. Tip I learned from Madonna.
Right.
You know, and I would hate to leave some reminder that had happened.
Yeah, you can take care of that, but it's still it's a question of somebody walking in on you.
Oh my God! What?
What? I'm in the shower.
You come down all the way to their kitchen naked.
Look like the.
Excuse me, you ran out of toilet paper.
Hey, you turn around and you look like that fountain. You know that fountain that people have, that little kid.
Right.
Yeah. The kid just taking a leak. Like, hey, what? I'm in your shower.
I'm always jealous of people that have houses that are museum pieces. I really am. Because, even with my kids being in residence, part-time, it is, they do have a knack for disrupting the house. And when I think you have small kids, it's never going to look museum-ish.
Right.
It's never going to do that.
Well, you don't want that.
Rob, you can relate to that.
Good God.
You want to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ever find batteries in your fridge?
You never know what kids are going
to
do.
Oh, and hold on a second. Hold off on that Mom's Day thing for a second, because I'd like to read just a couple of real fast emails. Somebody sent this to my attention at our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, from eBay. It's eBay in the UK. Okay? And the item is breast milk.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I'm thirsty.
When's it arriving?
There's a picture, Mike.
I'm going to puke.
And I'll just read you the description.
Well, it's British breast milk.
Just milk, Mike. Just
British milk.
Hello. Here's your breast milk.
Here we go. Really remember what it was like to be a baby? Having a baby is more expensive than we thought. Try and pay for the additional items we didn't take into account. We decided to auction off some of the breast milk my wife has extracted. Having tried the stuff, it's different from normal milk and needs to be experienced.
Sure, that is disgusting.
We are not offering for you to retrieve this directly from the source. Breast milk is extracted using a sterile pump and stored in sterile bags which are frozen immediately.
God, awful.
I will endeavor to have a minimum amount of time between removing the bag from the freezer and posting to you so the milk arrives as fresh as possible.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Wow. And they aren't selling that for babies.
Is that legal? Now, I need to...
Not in this country, I don't
What's
think.
The euro worth?
Euro is worth a little more than a buck.
Okay, well, the starting bid is...
Probably a buck and a half, right, Rob? Something like that?
The starting bid would be, I guess, the equivalent of 99 cents.
Uh-huh.
0.99 euro.
Ugh.
It costs 350 euros to send it, and right now I'm the high bidder at 99 cents.
Yeah, you're the high bidder, and there's an outside shot. You'll have Chris Hansen at your house if you order that over the Internet, I think.
It's, what are you drinking,
sir? I notice you ordered this over the Internet, and...
Funny.
Excuse me, could you sit down, please? You ordered breast milk over the Internet.
Yeah, sure.
There's some people waiting out in your driveway. Raise your hands in the air, sir.
Okay, I just thought it was funny, and, okay, so I bid on it.
Is that so wrong?
It's a joke. No,
you bid on it.
No, the 99-cent bid is my bid.
And it will stand, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I can't imagine there's going to be a big call for it.
Bid with confidence,
Don. You'd be surprised.
I can't wait until it arrives. I'll have it shipped here. And also from our email, here you go, Mike O'Mara yesterday said on the show that he would like to sing the national anthem at one of our local minor league affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
And, Mike, good news for you. We've heard from two of them.
Okay.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. I heard Mike would like to sing the national anthem at a minor league stadium.
Oh.
We formally invite you to do so at the Potomac National Stadium at Woodridge, VA. This is a farm club of your Washington Nationals.
That's just a short hop from my casa.
We are the Class A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Love your show. Please consider paying us a visit. We'd love to have you sing anytime. This is from the general manager, Bobby Holland, of the Potomac Nationals.
Thank you, Bobby.
But wait, Mike.
Nice.
Hold
yes.
on. Bobby. Hold on. From the other side of the Potomac.
Okay.
Hey, Mike. Heard you talking today about your interest in singing the national anthem at a local minor league ball club.
Mm-hmm.
We are the Bowie Bay Sox.
One of my dreams.
We are the Class AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles.
Cool.
And play our games at 10,000-seat Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, Maryland.
That's a big facility. That's AA ball right there.
We would be honored to have you come and bring Bay Sox fans your rendition of our national anthem.
You should do both. I'm planning on it. Yeah.
As the only Class AA or higher minor league baseball affiliate, we here at the Bay Sox believe you would have a great reception from our fans and a great experience. We'd want to get your listeners invited in the action by giving tickets away on the air.
Yes.
We would set up a web-based ticket sales office so tickets could be purchased.
Listen to this, huh?
I look forward to working with you and making this a reality.
All right, cool.
Sincerely, Phil Rye, Director of Marketing. The Bowie Bay Sox.
Rob, you remember I said that I might need to think about this over the weekend. Well, that's foolish. They've made the effort. They've extended this. And, Don,
yes,
I think it should be the tour. I'm ready for the minor league baseball tour of the anthem tour.
You're going to do both of them?
I'm going to do both games.
You should.
Well, why not? They responded. They responded immediately. Now, am I nervous? Am I scared? Am I afraid of failure? Yes.
You'll be fine.
All of those things.
You
but I am going to, and I'm going to modify some of my personal habits a week prior so that I will be of good voice.
Uh-huh.
And Rob's idea at the office, though, I have to share this with everybody. Rob's idea was to get something like Luciano Pavarotti's version, and then I lip sync. Rob, that would be dishonoring America. I'm not going to do that.
And now
I'm going to do the best job I can.
Why don't you just sing like Charlie?
Oh, say,
No, I want to do it legitimately. Yeah. I really want
to. Yeah. Mike, would you make the commitment to try to make this happen before we leave? Before Memorial Day?
Before Memorial Day.
Before Memorial Day.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
like 6 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to do it on a weekend because I want to bring my kids.
Right.
I want to bring my kids in. Let's do, how about before Memorial Day we do the Potomac.
Here you go. Just talk to your valet and a spray.
And then perhaps, before July 4th, we do the buoy thing.
Either way. All I require is a beautiful tape.
An audio tape, I'll try to do it on a Saturday, you know, so that everybody's available, and Rob has said that he wants to maybe bring the family out, we'd make it a real outing, and I think we'll start with A ball, and we'll move our way up to double A ball, and listen, eventually, if it goes well. I mean, really.
Mike, dare to dream.
I mean, I could see myself at RFK Stadium.
This is really Mike, good. No.
No?
Dare to dream.
You mean Camden Yards?
No. Give me that. Hold on. Welcome to Fenway Park.
Oh. No, I...
And now, to On America, as he looks at the Citgo sign.
Oh.
And the big bottle of Coca-Cola in left field.
Man.
With the green monster. The man who coined the phrase, Yaz is a fag. America's most talented mimic. Give it up, Michael Merrill.
I think about my laughing place. Yuck, 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 yuck.
I'm going to practice. I'll start practicing this weekend.
It's great you're
going to
do it.
And I think what I'd like to do is get it right. And, make sure I know my key and all that other good stuff. I would assume these are going to be a cappella performances.
You're pitchy.
Yeah, I am pitchy right now.
You're pitchy. Yeah, they're a cappella, sure they are.
I think they're a cappella, but boy, what a thrill. And don't you think it's logical? You do the A-ball stadium, which is a little smaller. Then you work your way up to the double-A ball.
Sure.
And who knows?
Then it's...
Sky's the limit. Then I'm ready.
Triple-A, and then the next
And then
thing
I'm ready to perform at your next event.
Then you know what? Like they say, you're having a cup of coffee in the majors.
That's it. I'm going to the show.
You'd be one of the guys they called up after September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, and perhaps I'll be able to
sing
in a Nationals game, you know, when they make the playoffs.
Would you wear a costume? Would you wear a uniform?
Like a baseball uniform?
Yeah.
No. Come on now. I'll wear some sort of uniform. I'll wear like a Barry Manilow outfit, you know, one of those kind of Nehru jackets, No, I will wear something. I will dress nicely.
Why don't you dress like Chris from American Idol?
I'd like to dress hip.
Like Uncle Sam?
I'd like to dress hip.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam. Why don't we just give me stilts and I'll come out.
Also good.
I'll come out on the stilts.
Oh, God.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Mike, that's fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey,
oops. Hi there. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want you guys to know, breast milk goes pretty good with a cup of morning coffee.
Listen, you know what you are, my friend? Preaching to the choir.
Get his number.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Happy Friday to you.
Right. How's it?
Okay. Now, I took Rob's wisdom and put some items on eBay. I got two cases of Pirates of the Caribbean cereal with Captain Jack Sparrow's picture on him, Johnny Depp, and I'm getting $18 to $22 a box for him.
Sure.
What were they, promotional boxes of cereal? Is that what they were?
Yeah, promotional boxes for the movie.
Hey, now, aren't you jealous, Rob? Look at this guy is out robbing you.
What?
I mean, he's not robbing you.
You're turning my name into a verb, and that's okay. What are you using for, how much for shipping?
Excuse me?
How much for shipping?
It's free shipping.
Lightweight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He's got to take your seminar.
Rob walks away from the microphone.
Come out to the camp. I'll teach you a trick or two.
Disappointed.
You'll never make it to the show.
Bye. You'll never make it to the eBay show. The eBay show. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Whenever we have a power failure and I can't use the bathroom or whatever, we always told the kids that if you use the bathroom, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
If it's brown,
flush it down. We know that well.
Words to live by, sir. Words that they use here at WJFK, even though the toilets work.
Yeah, well, we have an outhouse here.
I used to say if it stinks, let it sink, and then you don't have to flush at all.
That never caught on.
If it stinks, okay, you're right. That really never. No, goodbye.
Yeah, that's it.
Time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You.
Hello.
Hello,
you're on the air there. Hi.
Don, you don't need frozen breast milk. You need fresh breast milk. Much better.
Ooh. Are you offering, ma'am?
Well, I could, but you would. I would have to find a way to get it down to the station.
Okay, well.
And the way to get it down to the
would
station
be in your car.
Come on down.
In your car.
In your automobile.
Well, I know, I don't know 100% where you're located, but I live in Maryland, and it would be very difficult.
I am right. We are right on the corner of Areola and Nipple. You can't miss us. We're right off Cleavage Road.
It's yeah. very sweet.
Jump in your car and...
It is very sweet.
And we live at the, our address is 38 Bosom Drive.
Bring it down in your natural thermoses.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's very sweet, and you can mix it with your oatmeal cereal.
I'm going to throw up. I'm throwing up now. Now I'm gag reflex, really.
All right, well, come on down, honey.
Okay.
Anytime. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, dear. Treating a woman like she's a goat.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Well, read the Bible, Mike.
Don and Mike.
It's on page 48.
Page 48. Right.
I've memorized this.
About halfway down, right?
Yeah, halfway down. Treat women like goats. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Right.
48 days until Superman returns.
Wow. Okay, well, everybody in the basement of the science building is very excited. You know, normally I would share your excitement. I don't feel it going on for the new Superman. I'm sorry, I really don't.
Have you seen the new preview yet?
Yeah.
It came out last week?
Yeah, I saw it online. It's, I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. You know, the thing is,
he's got the curl.
Spider-Man. Uh-huh. Kind of raised the bar for all of the comic book movies.
Sure.
And, you know, frankly, I've seen the super dude.
But Spacey's going to be great.
Oh, he'll be a good Lex Luthor.
I think he might even save it.
And do you think that there's a possibility that, because Kevin Spacey will be Lex Luthor,
right,
that he'll have a crazy next-door neighbor who's a Nazi lover who really wants to make out with him? Make everything like American Beauty.
Do not interrupt me. Goodbye. Again.
Get out of here, would you, please? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. For the past week and a half, they've had a picture up on CBS.com of the CSIs on there, and you're supposed to look for a clue, and it shows brass being shot on the counter.
You know, I've had a lot of people mention that to me. I saw that in an ad in a magazine, and I looked at the ad for about 5 minutes and didn't see brass down bloody, but a lot of people have said, didn't you see the big ad, or didn't you go to CBS.com? You know, go to CBS.com every day.
Don't you? I saw the picture they're talking about. They have a picture of him, and I actually printed it out and cut it out and actually put it in my pocket. So now I got brass in my pocket.
Online, if you go online, in the background there's a neon sign that says dead. It reads backwards, dead. But if you go over it with your mouth, it reads play. It changes from dead to play, so it would read play dead.
You know, it is the magic of CBS marketing. Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. The company that we work for, they are master marketers.
CBS will make your brain hurt.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Last call before we got to hit a break here. Hello.
Hey, guys. Hi, I just had a comment for Mike.
Yes.
I didn't know if you had heard, but the American Idol finalist, Elliot Yameen, is going to be at the Richmond Braves game tonight, signing autographs and singing.
Singing the national.
So you'll be like our own American Idol.
Oh, you are so sweet. Will you come out and see me?
I definitely will.
Oh,
I'll bring
you.
All my kids and we'll go.
Yes, it's a kid thing.
Do you have any breast milk?
Have you any breast milk?
Have you no breast milk?
Not anymore. I have 3 kids, but no more breast milk.
Well, come out and see me, and I might actually be generating some. I'll be so nervous that night.
Mike will be lactating.
I will be. It's like
big wet
spots. I'll wear like a navy blue golf shirt.
Maybe
you'll just see the big wet spots there.
Big wet nipple spots.
You guys are great, and I had fun at O'Mara's a few weeks ago. So.
Well, thank you, and please come out and support. Support me. I'm very excited about it, and I really am legitimately nervous about it.
It's a pleat in your cave.
It is. But I'm going to do the best I can, and there's always with that particular song,
you could pull.
There's a chance you can screw it up.
Was it Carl Lewis?
Yeah, that he forgot, right?
At the basketball game?
Right.
That maybe there were...
Robert Goulet?
Or you could do a Roseanne.
Rosanna was just horribly booed because she didn't take it seriously. Right. I will take it seriously, and it will have an operatic quality to it.
And wasn't there some little girl in the last couple of years that, like a high school girl, that came out of a hockey game or something, and she screwed it up, and they booed, and she cried and left, and then we talked about it, and then she came back the next day, and she did
it. It was a hockey game,
I think. Yeah, they treated her like she was a hero.
And didn't she turn around and fall, slip and fall?
Yes. Yes, right. She felt as she was running away.
It's an amazing amount of pressure. It really is.
Okay.
But I'm excited. Yeah, I might have a cheat sheet. I might have the words written on my palm. You know, because I know the words. I know it by heart. But the fact is, the pressure. You know, and they're like Ore and Ramparts and things like that that, you know, we're not used to saying every day. So.
All right. Well, good for you, Johnny Patriot, Mike O'Mara.
That's what I am, Don. Cool. You taught me that, how to bleed red, white, and blue.
Out spreading the good word.
Yes.
Good things are happening in America.
The things I do for my country.
Would you like the check wired to your mansion
or your yacht?
Of course, we're quoting the pacifier, Vin Diesel.
Yes, from the fabulous movie Boiler Room.
I know we got a break. I was flipping past all the channels today, like I like to do, because I'm ADD like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to 520, which is Stars, and it was the pacifier. And I had never seen the pacifier, and it took
that's
only,
where he's like a former
he's a
SEAL
Navy SEAL
or something like that.
He's a babysitter.
There you go, right.
It only took 30 seconds for me to go, okay, 521. What's on 521? Uh-huh. You know, normally I'll give it at least 60 seconds.
Right.
At least 60
30 seconds. 30 seconds is all Vin Diesel got from
30
me.
And teats up.
Right.
Was it the scene with the duck?
No, but he had on some type of backpack that had, like, speaking of breast milk, had, like, baby bottles attached to it, like where the grenades go.
It's where they try to make him sensitive.
That is great.
Not as good as Kindergarten Cop.
Well, what is Buzz?
Exactly.
Really, what
that's
is?
A tour de force,
that's
that
right.
One.
Hold on. Did we do?
Same idea.
Yeah. It just came out on video, so we have this drop now.
Oh. Is this from The Pacifier?
No, from Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Glad Buzz brought it up.
It's a movie that no one hasn't. We finally have a drop-in from Kindergarten Cop. Uh-huh. Just released on video. You've never heard this anywhere before.
Cool. It's not a tumor.
Okay. Ah, wonderful.
That's right. And I've never heard that on any other radio show.
Enjoy.
In any other form of medium.
Timely.
It's not a tumor.
Of media, but that's a
tumor.
Getting funnier.
Just released.
It's not a tumor.
Right. Okay, keep saying it's getting funnier. Right? Keep saying that.
Shut up.
There you go. There you go.
Shut up.
That's when you can play 1,000 times.
Shut up.
But hold on. Let's go to, we got one more. One more, and then we'll hit the break here. What, Dr. Phil?
What are you doing, you effing little bitch?
Wow.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Ain't that a great way to end the first segment?
Yeah. That is terrific.
What, Phil?
What are you doing, you effing little bitch?
Yeah, going to break, okay, Mr. Mayor? Okay.
What are you doing, you effing little bitch?
Little radio show, Phil.
Love that.
That's all. You got a problem with that?
Phil? Phil?
Say
it's
it again.
Not a tumor.
Oh, there's Arnold.
Stop it. We'll be right back with this one.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life. You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this. I think you are way out of control. You need serious, serious help. I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail. Tell me under what rationale that's okay. I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny. What are you doing, you effing little bitch?
Don and Mike Show.
Dr. Phil, everybody.
What a man.
Out of the mouths of Tard comes the Don and Mike Show.
Dr. Phil.
It's not a tumor.
Please stop it, Rob.
New York City.
Remember the day.
Yeah.
Hello, love. Rob Monday on WA.
I love it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, love. Be a love. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Be a love and get the stuff ready for the Mega Mix here.
Oh,
please.
I can't wait. If you haven't heard this, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, don't oversell it because
I love
it's on the fly.
I know it's on the fly, but you never miss with it. It's great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Mate. I heard you say mate. Hello, mate.
Hello.
I speak British. Hello, mate.
Hello, blimey, old blobby.
Oh, no, you're a fake Britty.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
If you do the Star Spangled Banner, wear earplugs. The Echo will kill you.
I don't think the places I'm going to do it are big enough to worry about that.
There will be echo, but you'll be able to get past it.
Okay. All right.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
Howdy. I am so pleased to hear about the new studio. I'm very excited for all of you.
Well, thank you for sharing the excitement. Why are you excited for us? Not that I'm busting balls, but why are you excited for us?
It's a bit like a friend when they first move out, you know, and they're going to get their first apartment. And you say, oh, I could donate some stuff. I have a few items I'd like to donate to the new studio.
Help us move?
Well, I mean, the company...
That's the big thing, help us move.
Yeah.
I've always tried to avoid that with friends of mine.
Right.
What is it that you would like to donate?
Well, I have a Pat Benatar signature futon for those late-night programming meetings.
Oh, now, see, he's trying out his prepared comedy material on us right now. The first one worked, actually.
Go to the improv, go to the funny bone, it's 5-5-5, ha-ha.
I have a Mike Bibby throw blanket for Mike.
Okay. Are you from Sacramento? Are you from Sacramento?
You mean sunny Sacramento?
Yes.
Right. The Mike Bibby thing was a dead giveaway.
Yes, absolutely.
Mike Bibby.
Mike Bibby, great name.
Bibby. Where's your Bibby? Where's your Bibby now?
Say?
Where's your Messiah now?
Ah, there you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it, guys?
Hi.
Hi. You want to start again?
How's it, guys?
Hi there. How's
it? Hey, I got a question for Buzz.
Yes, sir.
You there, Buzz?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Hey, I live in Manassas, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the bio.
Heard your question.
What's wrong with you?
The other day.
What the hell is wrong with you, sir?
You heard what? What did you hear?
Anyhow, I'm having a hard time getting high-speed talks in Manassas.
Okay, we'll go to a different gay bar. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
If you're looking for high-speed talks, go somewhere else.
COX.
Cox Cable.
That's right.
And you do ads for them, don't you?
I do, probably, yes.
But I saw Buzz on the TV, another commercial.
Hey. Did you hear it?
New one, nobody's heard it. I don't think... Has anybody seen your My Plumber ad?
Been a couple people eons.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw it.
They're good, too.
Yeah, but you should know this. But if you hear Buzz doing a commercial, he does a bang-up job. He's fantastic at it. But you should know. The word loyalty never enters into it.
Buzz does one of those endorsements he's so fond of.
Yeah, when you hear Buzz do a commercial, you know what it means.
What does it mean?
The check cleared.
Yes, well, yes, indeed.
That
I think Buzz ought to be on camera. I think Buzz ought to be on camera like marked down. We have a commercial here for I think Sheehy, the automotive dealership,
right.
And it's marked down. And
they dress a guy up like Judge Judy. He's wearing a judge's robe.
It makes really no sense.
Exactly.
The character. But I think you'd be perfect as him.
For some kind of role like that.
His name is Mark Down because I mark down prices.
And he looks very authoritative, and it makes no sense.
Well, he's not as annoying as Crystal Coons.
No, and she's back again. They're letting her talk again.
She sure is.
She's wonderful.
Rob loves her.
Always has.
Rob must be doing something with Coons.
Never burn a bridge.
That's an odd... Before some of our listeners down below the Mason-Dixon line think I'm speaking your language Coons.
You
know, that's an automotive group, K-O-O-N-S.
They're around the country. They have different locations around the country.
Yeah.
Mike, our show is brought to you today on Westwood One by Head On. Another major, major plead in our case.
Very good.
Head On. You know, we don't even know what this crap is.
No one does.
Blindly read it.
Mm-hmm.
Head On products, available without a prescription. Well, there's good news at retailers nationwide. I don't even know what Head On is, but I tell you, buy 5 or 6 doses of it. It'll make your weekend go down a little easier.
It couldn't hurt.
You know, I'm not a professional copywriter, but it would seem to me that somewhere in that copy, they might want to just indicate what it does.
No, that's their marketing strategy. I think, as I recall, if you even go to their website, you won't know what it is.
So is it like the drug commercials you see on TV where they don't exactly tell you what's going on? You know, you might be selling a product for erectile dysfunction, but you see a guy throwing a football through a tire?
You have to care enough to track it down.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you, Buzz.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. As always, there's Buzz. You know what we call him? Mr.
What?
Detail.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. No, I mean it. That's a compliment. Thank you, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And we also call him, you know, Mr. Do Any Commercial. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Do Any Commercial well.
Paid.
Paid.
Hello.
Hey, I want to know if Mike would take breast milk offered by a supermodel or Heidi Klum.
That's a good question, Mike, because you don't share my open love of breast milk.
During Victoria's Secret.
During Victoria's Secret, would you?
If it was, if
from a supermodel, Mike.
If it happened accidentally.
Oh, one of those.
That's the best way. You understand what I'm saying, honey? Huh? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Huh? If it happened accidentally.
Squirt.
Then maybe. No, the whole thing. I just.
Bye!
Don knows that I get all queasy like when he talks about it.
I know.
It's just, you know, it's the same way that he gets queasy when I talk about, you know, DB.
Yes.
The butt.
Okay.
The same thing.
Correct.
Like you want to stay away from there.
Well, I do.
It doesn't turn me off the way it turns you off.
It does turn me off, and that's not a joke.
You know, I've always
been a fan of the butt.
The WYDT theory.
What would?
While you're down there.
Oh, I see. Oh. You know what?
Oh, yeah, I'm a pig. Yeah, I'm a real big pig.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm a real big, big dairy breast milk.
I'm in. Okay, listen. You know that's a joke.
I know.
On some level. But
well, so is mine, really. A little bit.
A little bit. Hold on. I understand while you're down there, you know, if you're talking about the front. But you're talking about while you're down there.
Mm-hmm. I can't articulate what I'm talking about. There's no way that I could do that.
Not here.
On the show.
Yeah.
I could only say that.
Does it involve a digit?
It could.
It can, yeah.
Does it involve, perhaps, a mouth?
It could.
Okay. You're a filthy bastard. Wow. I love you.
Whoa.
I love you, but you're a filthy bastard.
No, I think I'm very normal.
Yeah.
I think
especially for college-educated people. You know, there's a higher rate of that among college-educated people than non-college-educated people.
Dogs like doing it, too.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Dogs and people who've been to college.
It's like any other... It's like anything in the realm of relationships between a man and a woman. There are some that are not nice-looking and some that are nice-looking.
Right.
And I hope that would be one of the ones that you consider to be not nice-looking.
No, I'm saying it depends on the person.
Right.
Well, you're saying that your bung is beautiful?
No, I'm not talking about mine now. I'm not. I'm talking, as Buzz knows, I'm talking about if you're with somebody.
Are you talking about doing it to her?
Well, I mean, not doing anything. I'm talking in very abstract terms right now. I don't want to make it like doing something to.
While you're down, on a female,
that part of the body can be, you know, sometimes attractive, sometimes not so attractive.
Right.
You know that. You've seen enough, you know, pornography to know what I'm talking about.
Sure,
sometimes it can be. It can be rather like uneventful, and then other times it can look like you know, all sorts of things are going on down there.
I can appreciate a nice woman's ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to have dinner there.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yes, it all involves that, as I think my distinguished cohort from the newsroom would tell you.
It all
depends on the level of passion at that moment.
That's right.
I tell you what, I've been pretty passionate, man, but I don't know. That's a bad taste.
See, there is none.
Consenting adults, if both parties agree.
There really is none, uh-huh. if it's the right person.
Mm-hmm. Well, then she would have to be in boiling water first.
Exactly.
So you put Carla in boiling water?
Well, let's not bring her name into it, please.
Well, she would be upset if
well, it's nobody else that we're speaking of. Generality.
I don't mean to embarrass your girlfriend. That is not my intent.
She would not be embarrassed. It's something that I'm trying to speak abstractly about this.
I don't know your girlfriend
that
well.
I don't think that I'm abnormal.
No.
I just want to say, Carla, if you're listening, frankly, I'm surprised. I expected from him. Okay. I thought it was, you know, her on him, not, mm-hmm. you know. But, yeah, hey, whatever floats your boat.
And can I say this, really? Can I say this?
We'll see.
We're not talking about something that's, you know, something that's all the time.
Or a focus. You know.
Or really, yes, yeah. Or a focus. It is just,
let's just
I would
you guys
be lying.
One at a time on this topic, please.
All right. Yeah. It's not like it's all the time.
How many times a month?
I have no idea.
Have you done it this month?
That, no.
Did you do it last month?
No.
Do it the month before?
Probably not.
Do it the month before?
Perhaps.
Ah, guilty.
But I don't know.
Like if you said within the six
You would
months.
Know.
Huh?
You would
no,
know.
I wouldn't remember. I wouldn't remember that.
Sure you would. The endless scrubbing of the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you,
are you talking about any kind of contact?
Well, again, I got to be
if
careful.
If you're talking about any kind of contact, you easily within 2 months.
So you mean maybe digitally?
You never know.
Mm. I mean, listen. I read sex books. I understand.
Sex books.
I understand.
Sex
you
books.
Know, it's an erotic area for people, but Mike, I mean,
let me just say, and I don't want to embarrass anybody. I really don't. There are certain.
God, I hope you
people.
At least wear gloves.
There's no need.
Winter gloves.
There's really no need.
Heavy winter
Mittens.
Gloves.
It's just so. You know,
oven
God,
myths.
I'm going to shut up because
that's
gonna,
what I would have to wear the oven myths.
So I'm going to get in trouble here. I'm going to get in trouble. But
okay,
the whole let me say it to you this way.
I didn't bring it up.
The entire neighborhood.
I'm just guilty of liking breast milk.
Can I tell you something? The entire neighborhood.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, is just so very nicely manicured and, you know, the lawns and the gardens and the flowers and everything. It's just such a very beautiful neighborhood that there's not an area of certain neighborhoods that you'd avoid because it's just.
But why would you
it's
go?
Lovely.
In, but why would
it's
you go?
It's simply lovely.
But why would you go in the backyard
mm-hmm.
when the front yard is so beautiful?
Sometimes the backyard's fun too.
Well, that's where people put their garbage, though. In the backyard.
I know that I could never, ever, in a million years, convince you.
No,
I don't think so.
Because I think what the problem is that you focus on your own a little too. You think, when you don't project to someone else's, you're thinking about your own. And if I did that, I got news for you. If
of course
I did
I
that,
am.
If I did that,
of course I am.
I would be the same way, but I'm able to not do that.
Do you think that there's a chance?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how great the rush would be.
Right.
Let's say it would be the best sexual experience of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But that would have to be done. I swear on a stack of Bibles, I'd say, I pass.
Mm-hmm.
I pass. And all you junior psychologists out there can write the emails
you're
to the
not
website
alone.
To say, oh, you know, think you protest too much, Don. We get this all the
you
time.
You are not
or,
alone.
Or, you know, you know what Frieda's theory was? Seriously.
What's that?
That I was abused when I was a kid.
Really?
I told you, I read that in one of her journals.
Well, but you protest, but you're not, I don't think you're by any stretch of the imagination, you know, on an island.
Let me just
there are
say
a lot
this.
Of people that feel that way.
I pass on ass. Okay. I like to look at it.
Sure.
Sometimes I like to give it a nice little slap.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's fine.
And just a loving pat.
Yes.
But I mean,
Have I ever said that I felt that you were abnormal? I just don't think that I'm abnormal either.
And then I think about, okay, what if I was, you know, unafraid of this like you guys? I mean, forget about her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know what goes on back there.
Yeah,
with me.
Usually. You seem to have trouble getting by that.
I mean, really? Like, what am I going to be like this? Legs up, legs up. Well, here you go. Help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good one. You know, come on. No, Jesus Christ.
Right.
I mean, for goodness sakes.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's food digesting.
You know, and when we have these discussions, I just. For some reason, I just enjoy these discussions so much.
Because you don't pass on ass.
I don't. I don't.
That's fine.
I think that, you so know,
just,
I think that
just
really...
perverted out.
It's just, you know, it's a level of attraction that, you know, is all-encompassing. That's the way I would put it. It's everything. And I don't think... Now, remember what I'm
you
saying.
You just said it's everything.
I didn't
you
say
you
that.
Said, you said it's all-encompassing.
No,
it's all everything.
No. What I'm saying is the whole package. You know, head to toe.
I agree.
And I mean,
women are beautiful.
I include toes in that too.
Women are beautiful.
Have you ever sucked a toe?
No.
You've never sucked a toe.
Christ, no! I swear to God, no.
Well, you don't know what you're missing.
Sure, I do.
No, it's not
you
like
know,
you're
you
going to get
miss-
foot fungus in your mouth.
No, what I'm missing is the taste of some chick's feet that have been in too tight shoes
no,
all day.
No, that's the thing. You know, if
I
a
don't
person
care.
Is fresh out of a
she
tub.
Come right out of the
and
tub.
And delightful. Like, if you're in a tub, it can be absolutely wonderful.
Well, you know, knock yourself out. You know what I like? Call me old-fashioned. Intercourse. I like intercourse. We can still say that on the radio.
Yes.
I like intercourse, and you know how I like it.
Yes.
Me on bottom, fur on top. That's it. You know what that is? A winner every time.
Win-win.
Winner.
Right.
And sometimes she wants to do extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus for me.
Sure.
And I'll do extra stuff. But I won't flip that over and play the flip side.
I will tell you that we agree on that also. That
you get what I'm
stuff,
saying?
That extra stuff you're talking with still to me is probably, you know, when the circumstances are right, that's just about the best thing.
Oh, absolutely.
I think still the best. We can all probably agree on that.
It is the best because you don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
There's no pressure on you as the man. You just lay there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're done, there's no expectation. It's like, well, he's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Remote.
What's for dinner?
Sure.
Do it.
But it's a wild, wild world of wonder out there.
I guess so.
Lots of exploring.
Everybody's different.
Everybody is different. I mean, there's certain things that I, you know.
I'm talking about.
Just remember, I am not completely, like, wide open to everything. I want to make that very, very clear.
Wide open. And I know I'm in the minority here. I know that you're not going to speak about this because of, you know, your weird thing. But I know, I'm talking to Rob. But I know it's 3-1 right now.
Sure it is.
I know I'm in the minority.
And that is, but you're not, here's the thing. I don't think there is normal and abnormal here.
No.
When we're talking about this particular discussion, I don't think you're abnormal. I don't think I'm abnormal.
Individual tastes.
This is John.
So to speak.
Always tastes bad, though, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
You going to ask John where he lines up on this?
I are you kidding? I'm like Kreskin. He's probably the worst violator of this. John, are you into this?
Wow, I don't know how to answer this.
Oh, that means it's a yes.
That's a yes.
No. Well, it doesn't really matter what I'm into.
Oh, is it your wife?
Oh.
Your wife?
Yes.
On you or on her?
No.
So she kind of puts the stop sign up for you?
Big time.
Okay. What are you saying? I know you know exactly what he's saying.
He wants to.
He wouldn't mind, but she's not.
That's not unusual either.
You married a good girl.
That is not unusual.
That is not an option in my house.
You married a good girl.
I will tell you said so.
Now, put your retarded brother on the phone.
Okay.
Because I know that's the first place he goes.
Hello.
Hi, Friday Joe.
Honey, I'm Turbo Friday Joe.
Joe Friday.
How long have you been married to Tracy, baby?
Let's see. It is going to be 8 months here on the 13th.
Wow. You guys do that?
Well, no. No, actually, we don't.
Ever?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Oh,
guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty. Surrounded by doers.
Yes, doers. We're doobies.
You're good doobies.
Fascinating.
We're Goofus and you're Gallant.
Wasn't it Goofus and Gallant? Haven't we had this discussion before about that dumb comic that was in Boy's Life?
Yes, we have.
I think it's a pronunciation thing, but I mean, when I was reading that magazine, I was 7, so it was Gallant to me.
Goofus and Gallant.
All right, thank you, Jordan.
Wasn't it Highlights?
Yes, it was Highlights.
Let's
magazine?
Say Boy's Life? Yeah.
No, Highlights. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, guys. Let's see. All right, hello, Don and Mike Show. Gotta be very careful with these phone calls,
yes,
I bet.
We are on dangerous ground here. Either one's correct, by the way.
Hi there.
Hi, I'll try to be good. I had a question for Mike. I want to know, what do you do when you're getting ready to go spelunking and you're...
Okay, now...
Now, see, you can't do that.
Fellas...
He tried to be good.
Fellas, you got to keep it like we're doing it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Okay, my friend.
It's been a long time since we've had conversations like this.
Yeah, I think we're doing a really good job. Look, we're
and we're doing wonderful, mm-hmm. But there's two new women in your lives, and I just want to know, do they look...
Who are they? Who are you?
Come on,
who are
Don.
Does
your new woman look after she sits down?
He said there's two new women in our lives. Are we talking about Mike's girlfriend?
Mike's girlfriend.
Right. Well, obviously. Mike has already said that she...
I think he's going into a different area now that we've had debate on this show about.
Yeah, I think...
Are you doing a... Is this TP you're talking about?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Is this TP you're talking about when you're saying, do you look?
Yes.
And you're asking whether our women look?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean,
at the top,
I don't even know.
We don't know.
Bye! I don't swear to God, I don't know.
He wanted to know what, if our chicks look at toilet paper?
How could he take such a beautiful topic and try to turn it into something ugly?
He has ruined it. You know why?
Yeah,
what is the paper used for? Okay. Your favorite part.
Favorite.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, turn your radio down, please. Don't be an ass.
I did. Sorry about that.
Don't be a big ass.
I'm on both your guys' page. I agree with Don. It's not too fun down there. But
I like the Pretty Flower, her Pretty Flower.
Okay.
Or Five Tigers Pyramid with the sack there. And Jesus.
He's a conflicted individual here. Yeah, not sure what he really wants.
He likes front and back.
No, not really.
No, you do. I can already. You do.
Actually,
you're guilty.
Bye.
But I'll agree with him 1,000% about the Pretty Flower.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, the Daisy?
Sure.
Yeah, I like the Daisy. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey.
I'd like to speak on the air, please.
You are on the air. Hello there.
Watch out.
Hello there.
Okay, sorry.
Hello, ma'am.
I just say that you guys, basically, I just listen to you every day. And it's, you guys are really whack. In a good way, though.
It's Courtney Love checking in.
Huh?
How's rehab going, baby?
What?
How you doing, Courtney?
It's okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, you were saying we're whacked?
Mm.
We're whacked.
In a good way. Like, is this Paula
whack.
Abdul?
I mean whack as in you're...
Whack.
You're really, really, really funny.
Is this a woman or a young person?
Or like P-H-A-T. It's
man.
You're a kid?
Yes.
How old are you?
A guy.
How old are you?
13.
No, you're not allowed. Not now, especially. Stop it.
All right.
Go away. Tell your mother you were listening. You're in detention.
Remember, go home and tell your mom that you heard something awful on the radio today. That's what Mike and Buzz and Rob and...
Blame us.
Joe and...
Blame all of us.
John and all these people.
Don had nothing to do with it.
All these people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just guilty about breast milk.
You guys are whacked.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, Rob and Buzz.
Hi.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Do you wash your salad before you toss it?
What? That's been covered.
It's not my job to do that.
Okay.
That's been covered.
Okay. This has been a fun segment.
You want to do the record?
I would like to say that my salad is always in the salad center.
I want to do the Mother's Day tribute, but I think we should distance ourselves.
Really?
I think it's a natural progression.
Oh, stop it, of course. Now I don't want to. Now don't go there. That's horrible. No, it's a good idea to separate what we're talking about between that and your Mother's Day tribute.
Because aren't you glad?
That she's not listening now?
Yes.
You're damn right I am.
Because you know what?
Absolutely.
Would she be mad at you?
She wouldn't be. I'll tell you, she wouldn't be doing cartwheels. She would not like this discussion one little bit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, if the chick was hot enough, would you go to the back door?
Dude, listen, for the last time, if it was my dream girl, Jennifer Aniston,
right?
I'd look at it, I'd say, that's pretty. Sometimes if she's coming out of the swimming pool,
I can frame the question differently for you.
Good.
If it was a requirement. If it is in order to...
It is a deal breaker.
Okay.
Wow.
You've answered the question.
A deal breaker.
You're a man
even
of principle.
With Aniston, and Aniston to me is the ultimate, I'll never get her. She's the gold ring that I'll never get. But not even her.
So you don't even think
she could be face down, ass up, and I'd say goodbye.
Oh.
Where's the chick with the sings the Stinky Cat song? Phoebe. I switched to Phoebe.
Lisa Kudrow.
Smelly cat. Okay, goodbye.
That answer is that. You couldn't be any more firm or crystal
with
clear.
That answer. Hello, Don and Mike.
Crystal.
Hello.
Yeah. Try to figure out how to say this delicately. When I want really good Irish food, I like to go to O'Mara's restaurant.
What the hell are you talking
about?
That's
just the plug you paid for.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Don't bring my other enterprise into this discussion, please.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Jesus.
Very bad timing.
Radio Gods.
Horrible.
Hello.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a question for Mike.
Because that did me no good. I'll point that out to you.
I know.
Sure Jesus. It did. You're going to get a whole new clientele.
Yeah, bring Irish food into it.
Hello.
Christ's sake.
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Hey, Mike, how long have you been a member of IRFCAT.com?
All right. Now, this is not fair. Not fair, and I certainly don't enjoy that.
End of the
discussion. In fact, that's horrible.
Punks, hooligans, and troublemakers. No.
Good. Well.
Okay, let me dust off.
Might everybody get an after-dinner mint? Get yourself a Listerine breath strip, whatever it is, an Altoid.
I'm going to just have a little spritz.
And when we come back, we'll try the Mega Mix for Mother's Day, okay?
Yeah, very
and
good.
Then, famous celebrity Robert De Niro is coming in today. Not Robert De Niro. Oh, Robert De Niro's here?
Yes.
He's coming in, and Bobby Mailman today he had four or five reasons he wanted to come on the show. The one that was selected was a stand-up routine.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
He's going to come in. We're going to give him.
He's done open mic night, so we can.
How many minutes is he going to do?
We're going to give him like 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. 5 minutes is the standard open mic length of time.
5 minutes
you're doing
to come
stand-up.
In yeah. and do his routine. Right. But first, the tribute to Moms Everywhere, and that's coming right up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated The Don and Mike Show.
Oops, and here's the mama montage.
I'm so mad at my mother.
Crazy mama!
Mother,
get no help
for that. You got to have a mother for me.
Mama, mama mia.
Mama, calling the
cell.
Oh, mama,
mommy. Hello, mother.
Mama.
Love is mambo.
Your mother should not still be his mother.
Yeah. Well, that's all right, mama.
Crazy little mama.
Very clever.
The Don and Mike Show. When they lay it out, they play it out.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
All right, just ahead of the Mother's Day mix. Oh, Harvey Danger. Yeah. I used to like this song. That's the rock, yeah. Unlike Chris Daughtry. This is great. Yanni brought this in. Somebody emailed this to us. A guy named Mark. Thank you, Mark. He was online today with Entertainment Weekly.
Okay.
Online, where Chris Daughtry did an interview with them. Listen to some of his answers. This is from today.
Does he still believe in his own press?
Yeah. Entertainment Weekly. Chris, we are flabbergasted. We don't know what to say. Chris, yeah, I didn't expect to be doing this interview today. It's definitely unexpected. It's one of those things that makes you stronger. You have to take it and run with it. You're already at the It Will Make Me Stronger place? Well, I'm devastated, but I'm trying to look at the bigger picture. I'm trying to see what the bigger picture is. The way Ryan delivered the news was pretty harsh, saying a lot of people thought you would win and then saying you were going home. Yeah, dude, it was cold.
Oh, God.
It had nothing to do with him personally. It's a TV show. That's part of the show. Probably wouldn't have had the same effect if he had been like, Chris, I'm sorry, buddy. You got the reaction you deserved. Face it. Nobody expected it.
Oh, God.
I wasn't the pick to go home. I'm the pick to win. I'm not trying to... And he's already lost.
Right, right.
I'm not trying to sound overconfident, but everyone had been telling me. Even the judges said it was going to be a Chris and Taylor finale. You try not to buy into that, but when you hear it so much, you think, yeah, they're right. My hopes were up. I was starting to see there's an opportunity to win this thing. And then to have this happen, and it says, ooh, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Ooh, baby.
Gut-wrenching.
Yeah, I'm a rocker.
We watched the moment back again and realized that Ryan Seacrest wouldn't have said the line about people thinking you would win unless you were going home because it would have been unfair to the other contestants. When he said that, did you start to think that maybe something bad was about to go down?
It's a good question. I like that question.
Yeah, dude, comma. When he said that, I was like, comma, oh boy. But I thought he was about to say, Chris, you can sit down. I was like, dude. I can't believe you just said that. It did not feel real at all.
No.
Did you watch the episode from Thursday night? You look stunned. Or Wednesday night, I'm sorry. Did you watch the episode from Wednesday night? You look stunned. I haven't watched it, but I've heard it all day.
Yeah.
So what the heck happened? You know, I had a good night. I thought people may have gotten a little comfortable. People thought, this guy's going to win. I don't need to vote for him tonight. Maybe someone else is going to take care of that. You can't expect somebody to do it for you.
No.
You know, life goes on.
Here's the bitterness right there.
Can't say I'm happy. It's definitely a big disappointment. Uh-huh. I'm disappointed in the way things turned out. I'm going to keep on plugging. At some level, people wonder if this is the best thing that could have happened to you. You'll never be the American Idol Chris Daugherty or American Idol runner-up Chris Daugherty. Yeah, you got to think of it that way. When a door closes, another opens.
Oh, boy.
I know there's several big doors that are going to open for me. I have to tell you, I think Tuesday night was one of your best nights. I loved both your songs and was surprised by the lukewarm reaction. I watched the episode back, expecting to go, maybe it wasn't that good. Honestly, it was good. It was one of the weeks I was happiest with. I was like, that was good. And I'm real happy with that. At least I went out on a good note.
He's a wordsmith.
What do you do? Nothing prepares you for this. I'm asking you. What do you do? I guess you just wait for the offers to pour in. Yeah, I mean, if I didn't have a bad night and the judges bashed me, it would have been different. What did the judges hear? Honestly, feeling my heart, Simon didn't like the second song. I don't think it was me. It was the song.
Right.
Do you think maybe your voice was strained from last week? My voice was fine this week. Last week was definitely hard for me vocally. I was not 100%. The low parts? I love singing low. My wife is the first to criticize me. Normally she agrees with Simon. And last week she was like, comma, you know that wasn't the right song for you to do. I was disagreeing with her like husbands do. But this week she was like, I don't understand. You totally should have won.
Totally.
And then the last thing.
Sounds like somebody's transcribing what he's saying. Word for word, comma for comma.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. And then the last thing. The crowd went crazy when you sang Love Me Tender. Simon said in an interview, if you'd chosen to sing that on Tuesday, you'd still be in the competition. Do you have any regrets? I don't. I don't think that's the cause. I think it has to do with people being like, well, he's obviously safe. What do you do? Maybe my fans didn't want me to win.
That's right.
Okay. Eat it. Just
there he goes.
Just eat it.
Well, I assume he will get the record deal, too.
On and on, and he's just...
I mean, I think he will be one of the few that's not the top two to get a record deal.
So full of it.
The new lead singer for Fuel now, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he got offered the job.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he's taken it. I also read that he auditioned for Rockstar In Excess and got turned down when that show.
Did he really?
When that show was trying to get the ground going.
He can't negotiate with Fuel until his summer tour with all the other idols is done.
It's coming to a theater near you.
All right, so that's the latest on the guy from American Idol. Pretty funny stuff from Entertainment Weekly. And now, let's clear out the machines. I make you no promises here. I've only really done this perfectly 1 year.
This is a tribute
to moms.
Now, this is our Mother's Day tribute. You have a mother? I would assume everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
Joe. You want? I'm almost everyone. You want to really enjoy this?
What you got
to
know is the genesis of this song. At least my genesis of this song is this is a song is a spoken word song by Jimmy Dean called IOU. Mm-hmm. And while the sentiment is great and everybody loves their mom, you know, me notwithstanding, it is seriously, even back in 1979 when it came out, just the jivest piece of ass that
it's syrupy
you're ever going to hear.
Yeah.
Well, back when I worked at this radio station WPGC in the late 70s, early 80s with Scott Shannon, who we've talked about endlessly on the show, he loved Hee Haw Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a rule on Mother's Day that you had to play this song and you had to play it seriously.
Yes.
And because all the DJs goofed on it all the time, he ended up like the third year cutting his own intro, and where it would be, it would say, you would pull out the tape, and it would say, IOU by Jimmy Dean, must play once during shift.
Right.
No talk.
Right.
So you would take it, you would put it in, you'd play the jingle, go, WPGC, and then it's his voice going, WPGC wishes all mothers a happy Mother's Day. And he said it just so no disc jockey would ever do anything hinky with the record.
Right.
Because for whatever reason, to Shannon, this was like
the sacred cow.
Really?
Man. I mean, so to speak.
And we used to sit around, and it's 6 minutes long.
Right.
So it's like you could go outside, have a cigarette, talk with your friends on the telephone.
Sure.
And without fail, the request lines would ring.
Yeah.
And generally speaking...
And there are people that can't listen to this song without clouding up.
Generally speaking...
But your version, it's impossible to cloud up.
The response, and this is what pissed the disc jockeys off, the response was always 100% positive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100% positive.
Yeehaw.
Surprising that Shannon would find a way to put his voice on the air.
Hello.
Everybody.
Hi, this is Scott and Todd from the PLJ Morning Show.
Okay, there he is. So now without further ado, so that's how I found out about this dumb song.
Right.
And now, let me see, we've got...
Now our tribute And mothers everywhere.
We got Mommy Dearest.
Throw Mama from the Train. That was a classic Mama song.
And
I mean, a show.
Right. You know, where's some of the Soprano stuff I had pulled? Cause I love,
Olivia.
Joe Effenziti and, you know, him with his mom. And really the workhorse on this baby is Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest, the greatest mommy movie ever made.
Oh, gotta bear with me because you'll hear me doing this stuff as I shuffle the tapes in and out. Here we go. Without further ado, a tribute to moms.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past the credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps. You usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom?
Oh, hangers! What were hangers doing in this closet when I told you? No wire hangers ever! What were hangers doing in this closet?
You listening?
Answer me!
Mom, I owe you for so many things.
I miss you. Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't, honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat.
A lot of services. Like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late.
Come on, let's see another one.
We've had enough, John.
But I'm tired, Mommy.
Quitter.
You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion. But you always had a heart as big as a house.
You did it, didn't you, Irwin?
No, Mama, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, Mama, honest to God, I didn't do it.
You told them to take me away.
I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker. For making sirloin out of hamburger.
Only a kid.
So was I. Only a kid. I learned early. Life goes by too damned fast. You've got to know how to compete and win.
Turkey out of tuna fish. And two big old strapping boys out of leftovers.
I don't want her growing up a spoiled Hollywood brat. Just because she's Crawford's daughter.
I owe you for cleaning services. For the daily scrubbing of face and ears.
No, Mama, no.
You came to take me away.
All work done by hand. And for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life.
I love you, Mommy dear.
I love you, Tina, darling.
And for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do. For drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up.
Bring me up my coffee.
I owe you for service as a bodyguard. For protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms, nightmares, and too many green apples.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mom is not feeling very well.
Not feeling well, my foot.
I'm sorry.
You little bastard, I said you deserted me. Mm-hmm. And that's it. The only way they'll get me out of here is to drive me out. You're going to have to take me out of the pine spot.
Oh, no.
Get out.
Right. Good night.
Get out of my house. Owen.
And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention. For nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either.
You love it, don't you? You love to make me hit you!
Oh, no. Important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Get me a soda with some ice in it.
And probably most important of all was be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident.
Don't. Barbara, please. Please, Barbara. Leave us alone, Barbara. If you need anything, ask Carol Ann. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter.
And owe you for veterinarian services. For feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope.
Ellen, hurry up, Mama. Chap, chap, Owen, come on.
All right.
When you were writing the letter.
No.
And for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment.
A reporter. I told you how important this is to me. I told you.
Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times.
My dad doesn't like my attitude. So Uncle Pussy said that I should come down here and talk to you. Because you're old and have wisdom and stuff.
Oh, his mother's another one. Well, what'd you do?
I took Mom's car out of the garage and it got wrecked.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
For wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays. And for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams. And somehow you made them all touch the sky.
Your friend had an accident. He's dead. You got Berlin and even hopes to take care of me.
Dead?
See for yourself.
Larry, my friend. My friend, Larry.
My friend. You little crybaby.
And for cementing a family together so it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows.
Of what?
Being here on our planet.
Why does everything have to have a purpose? The world is a jungle. And if you want my advice, Anthony, don't expect happiness. You won't get it. People let you down. And I'm not naming any names. But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing.
And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. For the necessities of life that a growing boy just gotta have.
Owen, what the hell's going on out there?
Nothing, Mama.
Things like a pair of high top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife.
Christina, you haven't touched your lunch.
It's raw.
It's rare, not raw.
It's got all this red juice and they push on it.
Then don't
push on it.
And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget.
Now, in Rammy, this is for you. The doctor said so. Christina. Meat loses its vitamins if it's overcooked.
When there were only two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people.
Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
I noticed it. You were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie.
I've had my vitamins this morning. Pills.
In the first place. These are just a very few of the things for which payment is long overdue.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
The person I owe him to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself.
Miss Crawford, we don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are until I come out publicly against your product and you'll see how much you sell.
Please, Miss Crawford, it's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the entire bill paid in full.
Get the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. It's a sword.
Cuts both ways.
Cuts both ways.
For just one kiss.
Why can't you treat me the way I would be treated by any stranger on the street?
In four little words.
Because I am not one of your fans!
In four little words. Mom.
You lost again.
I love you.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
But nobody ever said life was fair, Tina.
That'd be the end of it this year, I think. That'd be...
I love you, Mommy dear.
I love you, Tina, darling.
Oh, there you go.
Happy
oh, wow.
Mother's Day. Oh, happy Mother's go. Day.
There's nice. A couple of spots where they kind of overlap.
Yeah, but you know what? You do it on the fly. That's done with way. You doing it on the fly.
Done with
I loved
love.
It. That's and, nice. I, you know, was it new? I believe the Olivia Soprano was a
yes.
new entry this year, and she held up with, you know, with Owen's mama from the train. It was great.
And next year we'll add some Carm.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
good.
There's my man. There's my handsome man.
All right, all you mothers.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
God forgive you.
Or happy day, whatever it is. Happy made-up day.
Yes, Mother's Day.
We come back. Oh, Bobby Mailman.
Oh, boy.
Yay. Now, he's a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. He's an entrepreneur. He's a sex machine to all the chicks. He's
that's
a mailman.
Right,
he's a government agent.
He's got new teeth.
Professional bowler. Yeah, he's had his teeth yanked out. We gave him brand new teeth. And he wants to be a comedian.
Yes.
So when we come back, it's the open stage. We'll give him 5 minutes for open mic and then 5 minutes for audience reaction.
Very good. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
So stand by for a real aspiring stand-up talent that we found on the streets of Washington, D.C.
It's kind of like our little American Idol.
It's a man named Bob.
A man named Bob.
He's a man named Bob.
That's the name of the stand-up show.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug. The Don and Mike Program.
I just ahead of the Comedian's Corner.
I can't wait.
Which, as you know, is a Friday staple of our show.
Comedian's Corner, the Comedians of Comedy.
Whenever there's a hot comedian in town.
We like to spotlight the local talent.
Playing at the Funny Bone, what we like to do is bring he or she in and let them just give you a taste of what their routine will be like this weekend.
And, you know, usually when they come in, they drop by for just a few minutes, and then they sell out both their shows at Ha Ha's. Mm-hmm.
So the deal is that he used to be a mailman.
Yes.
And now he's the star of the hit show, My Name is Bob.
Right.
Let's welcome to the Don and Mike Show, Bob Mailman.
Caught me off guard.
Hi, Bob.
Put your teeth in. This is what we got to go through here.
You know, why you put your teeth in?
He doesn't have his teeth in.
Yeah. Oh, that's gross.
Like we should make this part of the act.
Samuel. I always get that guy's name wrong.
What? I like you without the teeth. Whatever the way you want to perform.
Can I get on stage and just go, hi, fellas?
We cannot understand you without your teeth.
No.
Okay, bottom first.
All right.
He's putting in the bottom teeth. These are teeth we bought for Robert and Kelly.
Yeah, for me. Here's the sticky pad.
The sticky pad is for what?
Hold
the teeth. That's for the hold the teeth in? All right.
While Robert is doing this, hold on. Right. There was something I wanted to bring up on the show today. I found this today on Sky TV's website. Yeah, that's like Fox News in Britain.
Right.
More than 60%. Hold on, Mike. You want to hear this?
Because
this is tooth-related.
Okay.
More than 60% of people in Britain use items such as screwdrivers, scissors, and earrings to remove food from between their teeth.
Wow.
I use the dishwasher.
they use more than 60% said they also use knives, keys, needles, forks. Okay, see, Robert, it's gross. And 23% of Brits. 23% of British people just choose to leave the food stuck between their teeth.
Oh, my God. That must be great breath.
If there's not a screwdriver, scissors, or an earring around.
What happened wrong? Screwdriver.
Yeah.
Earring.
That would tell you one thing. That would tell you the separation between the teeth must be a little significant.
Once again, here he is now.
With his stand-up
routine. Going to give us a taste of some of his stand-up.
Wearing all his bling today.
Here is Bob Mailman. Bob, go ahead and wow us.
Okay. Fellas, I've been ugly a long time. And it started with my mother. Now, back in the day, God rest her soul, my mother told me one thing, and it didn't bother me until I started thinking about it.
Right.
And she said, Robert, don't marry anybody dark. And I'm like, what does that mean? You know, I was a little kid at the time. I didn't know.
Right.
So she was trying to tell me ahead of time about how I look.
Uh-huh.
So my situation is I've been going through this hell with women.
Let me
all
just say,
time.
This is already side-splittingly funny. Anyone who's listening now and maybe thinks that Robert's a real comedian like our friend Frank Kelly and or Pat Oswalt.
Howard G.
Yeah.
Or
even Howard.
Howard G.
No, I'm not trying
Bob
to
is, No, no, no. Bob is Bobby's
kiss
a friend of ours.
Kiss my bumper.
Bob is a mailman. He's the angry mailman. And he comes on the show once every couple months, and he's got some angle. I love this about Bob.
Anger.
He comes to play. I said you've got an angle, not an angle. Right. You're always angry. He's got an angle. Either he's got.
You are definitely wearing the bling today.
He's got
it all. Is this everything you have?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
He's got a bit he wants to do, or he's got a presentation he wants to make, or he wants to talk about racism. Today, one of the topics was his stand-up routine.
Right.
Now, before you continue, have you actually been to an open mic night, Bob?
No.
You have not?
But so I've been to a lot of comedy clubs.
But you're trying, this actual performing out on us first.
Well, no, I found out with my... Remember, I made this announcement years ago on this show, and you shot me down as soon as I left the room.
What was that?
He's not funny. He's not going to make it. Made me feel real good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about it.
What, is a stand-up comedian?
Right. And you're right. You're right. I give you that.
Thank you.
My strength is what I've been doing on this show all the time is just telling about situations I get into.
Right.
and letting the audience
observational
play.
Humor a la right. Jerry yeah. Seinfeld.
You know what? You are. You're a raconteur. That's right. What you are. You're a storyteller.
Mm-hmm. I've gone to large comedy shows, and I've gone to small clubs, and I've watched guys die trying to do a routine, and they lose the audience immediately.
Right.
As in, the difference here is part of the charm of you guys is that you fight with the audience. You don't care if they agree with you or they laugh at your jokes or, you know, you're funny. Mm-hmm. If a bit goes bad, if Mike sounds like, you know, Muhammad Ali and...
why just leave the room and we'll start over again, introduce right. you again, and you'll come in as a comedian this time.
With the teeth.
I'm telling you.
All right, I will tell you right now, the teeth, I don't know whether... Would you put the teeth, you know, take them out, put them in as part of the bit? Would you
no.
do that? No.
So you should also know this, that Robert had awful teeth, and there was a dentist. What was that dentist's name, Robert?
Jay Samuels. I got it right.
Jay Samuels.
I got it right.
Gave Robert beautiful new teeth. This
thousands
is no lie.
Thousands of dollars worth of work.
Right. $1,000 right. smile.
Wonderful. So,
all right,
okay.
So now, without further ado, here I am on the Comedian's Corner. Rob put 5 minutes on the clock. Mike and I are sitting together at a corner table in the smoking section.
And I'm a good laugher at a comedy show.
Bone.
I like to laugh.
Here now is our friend, Bobby Mailman.
And I'm accused of doing it phony, but I don't do it phony.
Well, going on with the teeth, these are adhesive strips only last about 5 hours. So I had them in overnight. I was working a security job. And I go to the post office the next day. And what's the best? I'm hungry because I haven't eaten all day because these teeth hurt
okay.
when you eat. They look good, but they hurt.
Okay.
So what's the best thing in the morning? Chili dogs. So I go to the local 7-Eleven, and I get a couple of chili dogs. Ketchup, mustard, relish, everything.
Right.
Okay. First bite, boom, great. But I forgot that these things wear out. So the second bite, both sets of teeth come out in the hot dog.
Ooh.
And they just pop out of my head.
Uh-huh.
In front of everybody at the gas station. So that's my first little problem I had today.
Right.
So what else I've been going through is the women thing. I got problems with women.
Yeah, problems.
Now, a couple of years ago, now check this out. A couple of years ago.
I would lose that opening riff. I would start right with women.
Okay.
Okay, let's restart.
All these tranny hookers were getting shot in D.C. a couple of years ago.
That's true. Transvestite right. hookers were getting shot in D.C.
Transvestite hookers, right.
Has nothing to do with me. I don't care. You know, not part of my life.
Right.
I'm driving through D.C., you know. I'm single, you know, and there's a universal thing that all crackhead look great from a block away. So when, you know, I got opportunity. I got a 20 on me. So I pull up on her, you know, and it jumped into the car. And you know that dome light, it was a guy.
What was that beep?
Oh, that's...
What was that beep? Is that your beeper?
Yeah, no, that's the audience clicking to another segment. Anyway, so...
Yeah, clock's running, Robert.
The dude jumps into the car.
Oh, no, Robert, what's your beef? Yeah, what's your beef?
I'm trying to... Jay Leno, I'm trying to help you out here.
So, it got into the car, and I realized it was a guy.
Is this a true story?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to get the guy out the car. And... Through all my negotiation with hoes, the price almost never goes down. But the price is going down. And I'm like, look, get out the car. It ain't that type of party.
Right.
Finally, he gets down to $1. And in the back of your mind, subconsciously... Yeah.
Let me see if I can just sweeten this for you a little bit. You got 3 minutes left here. You're lucky you're really doing a show. There you go.
Go ahead. And...
I just want to make it as realistic as possible.
Very good.
For you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to say two fags walking to a bar. No, just kidding.
Do you think we could we use the laugh track for him?
Fellas,
I mean, the reverb and the laugh track. No, I mean, you know, it's just us.
Robert, I told Rob I'm working on it. It's still rough around the edges.
We're very rough.
That's a shock.
Nice shirt. I can go against the crowd now. He's wearing a pink shirt. What is it, a polo shirt?
Right.
Was it Gay Pride Day? But I'm fun.
Whoa.
He enjoys it.
Whoa.
You got a girlfriend now. Smile a little bit.
I'm smiling at you, friend.
Smile because I'm dying on the air. You love it.
You got balls, Robert. You got balls. I'm going to give you that. You got
Robert,
balls.
You've still got 2 minutes.
Nobody would do what you're doing.
You've still got 2 minutes.
Tell you what.
You have balls of steel.
No one would do what we're doing.
not
his show.
But I admire that. Yeah. On that alone, I admire him for coming in and doing it.
The back of your mind is saying, take the echo off me, goddammit. I'm not in the cave.
Thank you. I'm trying to give you that comedy sound effect.
Yeah, but I can die by myself. I don't need your help.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, just shoot me. So the guy says $1. And I'm like, look, that's very tempting, but I can't get out the car.
Right.
So I end up giving him $2.
To get out of the car?
To get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm thinking to myself, if another guy, brother, thug brother.
1 minute!
Number one.
My teeth this is going great.
My God. Okay.
All right.
Are we still on the tranny story here?
Are we?
$1, $2.
I got married. Whatever. I married her. Whatever, man. You're killing me. I can't.
You're funnier.
What do you mean?
You're out killing me. The last time you were on the show, you killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I'm dying. So every time I come in here, it's not going to be a home run, okay?
Okay, right.
Able... Oh, thanks this for telling us. Thanks for calling us
okay.
Now.
I said I'm working.
Right.
My teeth haven't settled in.
No, are you having trouble with your teeth?
All right. Thank you. Somebody help me out here.
All right. It's the teeth. Do you want to have them? You want to press them up there? Or
I'm around the mark.
Are they sleeping a little bit?
Yeah.
Slipping?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
well, Robert Millman.
Hey,
what about Bob?
I've seen people die worse than this.
This is true.
I've seen people go.
It's not as bad as it was Skippy.
Mark Price.
Mark Price.
That would be a battle for the octagon, Mike.
I think you're right.
For the worst stand-up appearance ever on this show.
Just trying. It ain't like you're paying.
See how tough it is. But I mean,
I feel good about my.
We don't judge because you said you were going to leave it up to the.
Here we go. And now, much like American Idol or Star Search, let's take a couple of calls.
I'm about to get voted off the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fellas, I know where he can get his own show.
Where?
He'll fit perfectly into the Ebonics block on Sports Talk 980. Robert the Mailman, Brian Mitchell, and John Thompson. It's gold, Jerry, gold!
Do you have anything to say to this guy?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I don't either.
He would have been more funny if he said, I can sit next to Magic Johnson, because he talks Ebonics when he's
Hello.
Talking about sports.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Did you enjoy Hello. This? You love this.
I love having John.
I feel like F. Okay?
Good.
I'm just trying.
I know you are.
Hey, how about this?
Hold on. Are you having trouble with your teeth?
Take these calls, Robert. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Last time Rob was on, I got a headache. At least I didn't get a headache this time.
Who is this? You're calling somebody I know.
Thanks.
You work for the government? Don't hang up. You're money fans. I know this guy.
You do?
Yeah, he met you at the last appearance.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, hey, let me tell you why that was funny. Why that was funny is because the audience is sitting here listening to your upper plate slipping.
Maybe that's funny. Maybe I should take it to my hat or something.
Hello, could be a plus.
Or put him on a chain or something.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Robert.
Yes.
I think you would be funny if you would just talk to us instead of trying to read whatever it is you're trying to read.
I'm not reading anything.
He wasn't reading.
I gotta say, he's not working off a script.
He had it memorized.
I had paperwork, but I lost it.
All right, he had it memorized.
You know, I come prepared every time I come.
You do.
I have folders.
And to defend you, to an extent, when I've seen comedians, George Carlin, guys like
they
that.
Have notes.
Jerry Seinfeld, when they're on the stage, they got notes in front of them.
A lot of them you can see from the long shot when you see them back from them, they got the whole index card thing put in front of them.
Somebody rent Carnegie Hall for me right now.
Hello.
I think I'm ready.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Robert, you're great when all of a sudden you just pull it out of your hat, but if you try to read up a script, it just doesn't
and that's
get
the
it
second
done,
person
friend.
Thinks
I
mean, he's reading it. You
Are
weren't
you
reading. Interesting.
Okay, one more, but I think they love you, Robert. Hello, Don and Mike show.
A lot of people on my side.
Supporting you.
Hello there.
Thank you.
Welcome to Star Search. How are you?
I just need to refine it a little bit. Maybe I can work on my
punch it up a little bit.
Tighten it, yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
My teeth. It's a sophomore slump. Where's my teeth?
I haven't even got that. I don't know.
Now you've caused the audience to stop making sense.
Don and Mike, hello.
He sucks.
Well, I have no idea. Why her name was invoked.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's not right.
It's not right at all.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I wouldn't have done that.
Hello.
Evidently, he was no good.
Everdent. Oh,
now that's
not Everdent.
Everdent.
That's a denture joke.
I get it.
Everdently. Everdently. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
You can feel that, Robert.
Hello. Why would I? My career just died.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm
going to go back and reapply for the post office.
Hello there.
Hey, don't make him late for the post office.
What?
Oh, hi, Tom.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Tom, you always got to call every damn day.
Hey, Robert, get the heck out of the thing. Get out of there, Robert, now.
Why don't you call Robert? Are you going to call Robert a monkey again today?
Hey, Robert, you're a monkey.
Oh,
it's
Tom.
It's not funny when you tell him this.
That's
right.
Hey, Robert, you're a monkey.
Yeah, but I know where your mother lives.
Tom, how did you like Robert's performance?
I hung up on him. I'm sorry.
He's gone.
You're right. Yeah, I shouldn't prompt that. But I remember that.
That's what you think.
That was a highlight.
Yes.
When Tom was mad at you the last time he was on the show.
He wasn't mad at me. He was interrupting my bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Hello.
Thank you.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Now the real Robert.
Have the next call call me the N-word.
Now the real Robert.
Remember when you called him the N-word?
The real Robert's coming out now.
Here we go.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. Robert. You're a marble mouthed jackass.
Oh, my. A marble mouthed jackass.
As compared to a redneck piece of S.
Hello, Don and Mike show. See, now, no kidding, Robert. This is the type of stand up.
I'm scared about doing it like this because.
This is the type of interaction you should have.
If I have stand up and there's women in the audience, my hate of women will come out.
Hey,
and you'll lose the audience, right?
No,
like if I talk about dating fat women,
Andrew,
fat black women.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, but he didn't attack the audience. He attacked people. I will attack the audience because you know how I am.
Yeah,
but Don Rickles, look at the great comedians that insult comedians.
Right. You know, some of my favorite comedians. I mean, Chris Rock attacks. Chris Rock does it in a way that's nice. I mean, he gets
you can lose the audience quick. You know, if you're in the audience full of fat black women and you go after them saying that your ankles look like somebody hit them with a punching bag, they're not going to like that. If you say,
their ankles look like somebody hit them with a punching bag or their ankles look like punching bags.
Both.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I mean, I can talk about people think that fat guys like fat women.
Why do you like... But you like fat women, right?
No, I don't.
You don't like fat women.
No.
Okay.
They just assume that.
But you've been with fat women.
Yes.
Why don't you like
thousands
fat women?
Of them.
Why don't
they're
you like,
fat.
Because they're fat.
I mean, who wants to make love to a woman that looks like a linebacker from Oklahoma with breasts?
Hello, Don and Mike.
And I've dated women that look like that.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi there.
Dennis Murphy. Get him on with Robert the Mailman.
Are you drinking, sir?
Hello?
Where else would that idea come from?
Yeah, exactly. I think he's having happy hour.
Well, Don, I tried.
Well, Robert, what can I say?
I'm going to try my stuff on open mic night. The races are coming together.
That's right.
There's a comedy club in Upper Marlboro. I'm not trying to do a plug in.
No, go ahead.
It's half redneck karaoke club and half black club.
Oh, that's perfect.
They just took down the whites only sign last week. And it's called Tucker's, and it's a great club.
Mother
and
Tucker's.
And I go there, and I try to listen and learn.
Good.
And I've seen a lot of people die on stage, and I just died in the National Org.
All right.
You okay?
Oh, dear.
Are you okay?
All right.
Oh, his teeth are coming out now.
Wow. What happened with that?
His teeth just fell out.
He got the
five-four. Excuse me.
Now that's funny.
Wow.
Let me take a sip of spit.
That's what we call a gag. Okay. Wow.
Let me put him back in so I can go kiss Colette goodbye.
Hey, that's ending with a bang.
I like it.
Thank you, Robert.
I like it.
Thank you very much. There we go. He's
don't quit.
Back.
Yeah.
All right.
See you next time.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Not here.
Not here.
Jesus Christ. Okay. See you later.
Working bye, Robert.
Well bye, Robert.
Have a good weekend.
All right, see you later.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man. You know, I don't know what's going on, really. He's not doing that on purpose.
No. It could be the adhesive.
It's a gag reflex he's getting from trying to stick the teeth back to the roof of his mouth.
Yeah.
He waited too last minute to put those in, I think.
I think that might have been one of the issues there, but... You know, he got the biggest laugh when he's got to put his teeth back in to kiss Colette goodbye.
I think that's probably a humbling experience for Robert.
I believe so. I believe so. And he's got a different kind of rhythm that he works with when he comes here normally. You know what I thought, really, from the whole thing? Too nice. He was just, he was being nice, Robert, and that's not the Robert we know.
Right?
We know the angry Robert.
Right.
He's got to be angry.
I've got to say, you know, sorry, I didn't mean to prompt Tom, but that's really what kind of turned his switch on.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
When he got angry.
Just a little.
When he got angry.
Touch. Yeah.
Is he,
good old
is he all right?
Good old Tom.
Is he okay? Is he still gagging?
No, he's not gagging. He's sad. His pride is bruised.
Oh, it shouldn't be. No, you can't. Right. You can't do that.
He's got balls to come in and do it.
Right.
He can come on again in 6 weeks. So Tom, we'll see him. 8 weeks.
Rob says eight. All
right, we'll see.
Rob, that was Robert.
Tom, you know what? Tom, we'll see him at the new studios. Okay. Yeah, but the new studios.
But don't tell him where they are.
Correct.
Very good.
Okay, well, that's Robert the Mailman.
Sure is.
You know, that was like a bye, Bob.
Bye-bye.
That was a giant, just a big anvil. Is that what you call it?
An anvil.
The ankle weight. The thing that used to come down and kill the Roadrunner all the time.
An anvil. An Acme anvil.
I mean, today, let me just look at today's show. Were we flying? Goddamn. First break, what an idiot I am at home, blah, blah, blah. Second break, butt sex.
Yep.
Third break, all the mama stuff, what a jerk face the guy from American Idol is, and then it's time to have your brakes checked. Because we are down to metal on metal.
We have to get the car up the hill, and it's not running right now.
No problem. We're going to break and come back. Mother's Day, as you know, is Sunday,
and
we have a very special Mother's Day treat for you right after this. Where'd he go? Is he gone?
I think so.
He's out there kissing collect goodbye.
Why is she screaming?
He's really upset.
He's gagging.
He bombed.
He's gagging.
He bombed.
It happens.
Oh, he looks so sad. It's so funny. So funny. He's really
not
upset.
The Robert we know.
He's really upset.
I'm not comfortable with
it. It's like Superman and somebody came over and put kryptonite down his underpants.
I know.
Look at him. He's walking around like he's impotent.
Where's that beep again?
What was that? Is that your phone?
I don't know.
Maybe it's mine.
I hope he didn't leave some of his gang paraphernalia here.
There's a pager up here.
It's not mine.
Oh, let me see. It's Robert's.
Is it?
Well, I don't know.
Why is he?
A lot of drug salesmen have.
He's on the street. He's leaving. So somebody better get him that.
If that's his.
It can't be his. It says business news.
No, not his.
Let's give stock quotations, please.
I'll put it in the WJFK Lost and Found.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Bye, Robert. Did you see him walk by?
Now he's walking back. Is he walking back?
I think so.
He's coming back. Oh, maybe it is his pager.
Could be.
All right, go give it to him. Go give it to him.
I'll leave it at the front desk.
Let him Rob, go hand it
let
to him.
Let him down easy. We will recover from this.
Yes. We'll try.
We will recover. God damn, that hurts the number 15 rating today.
It did.
Really? Because I thought we were doing a show today that was like at least number 4 or number 5 rated.
Mm-hmm. It was.
But we'll pick it up when we come right back.
Yeah.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly. Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3.
You'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
All right, everybody. So it's the big made-up Mother's Day holiday this weekend.
Is it really?
Yeah, we'll get into a greater discussion on that on Monday.
Oh, good.
From the dad's point of view, after we've all been through all of the stuff we got to go through this weekend.
Right.
So we're thinking, who can we bring by for a Mother's Day Friday visit? Well, I seen her on TV last night.
Yeah.
You know, I watch David Letterman every night. I think he's fantastic. And joining us now is Dorothy Letterman.
Hi, David.
As you know, we've had Letterman's mom on the show many times. I think most recently when your boy Dave had shingles and you were bathing him.
Is this the microphone I'm supposed to use, David?
It's David Letterman's mom, uh-huh. Dot.
I'm Dot Letterman. You're the funny disc jockey.
And you're the sexy mom.
Thank you for the compliment. David, are you there?
No, he's not here.
I'm having trouble seeing you. You're the funny disc jockey. How are you? I'm Dot Letterman.
How's your boy?
David's wonderful.
How come he won't
marry... No one could ask for a better son, David. I'm very old. Very, very old. But I should say that I have a wonderful sense of humor. I'd love to tell you all about my stories of David. I'm in the process of working on a novel. Actually, more of a piece of nonfiction that'll chronicle my days with David and his fear of water, the lateness to toilet train. Did you call on me when I was at the Nagano Games? He sends me to the Olympics, you know. I had a wonderful time in Torino. Hi, David. I'm here at the ski jump.
How do you feel about that bastard grandson that you have? Because Lerman won't marry his girlfriend, right?
There's a reason for that. We have a pact, David and I. May I sit?
Oh, have a seat, Mrs. Letterman, please. And an early...
You're funny.
And an early happy Mother's Day to you.
God, you're funny. So nice to be with you. David will never marry as long as I'm alive. We have a pact that way. He loves mother.
It's not like...
Oh, well, I don't want to kiss and tell. But David is extraordinarily close to me. We used to play a game, Dot Letterman and her little boy David, who was so very late to develop. We played a game, we called it Dot the Eye. Dot the Eye. I won't elaborate, but it was big fun. And David and I developed a closeness over the years that rivaled all of the other mommies in the neighborhood. David would always run home from school because he wanted to have a piece of my pie. He truly enjoyed my pies. My days draw short. I fear for little Harry. I truly do.
Oh, that's
my
boy.
Grandson,
that's
Harry.
The boy.
Here, allow me to put on these pre-sized glasses that hang from this neck chain. Here you are.
Hi, Dot.
You're wearing pink today.
Yes, I am.
Lovely color for you. Hi, Don.
Hi, Mrs. Letterman.
Dorothy Letterman here.
Dorothy?
Yes.
Your son, David Letterman.
Yes, late to toilet train. Very, very late to toilet train. Very embarrassed during middle school.
How late was it in
eighth grade? Eighth grade. We had to call upon a specialist that we took him to in our small town of Indiana.
You were mentioning that you had a close relationship.
Yes.
With your son.
Very, very close.
Would that be the reason?
Wonderful. David is wonderful, I have to say, first and foremost. The closeness was equal on both of our parts. We had an Indiana-style relationship.
How is he as a lover?
Now, that's not kind. Please, I'm an old woman. You should show some proper decorum there. But really, I can answer wonderful to all of your questions. I spent so much on David's counseling. We could not afford orthodonture. That's why David has the separation between his teeth. You see, my teeth were fine. His father's were fine. And the name of his father escapes me now. You notice David never brings him up, of course. But I loved young David, and I loved him in the playground. I loved him when he was in his school pageants, and I most importantly loved preparing him for school each and every day with a first thing bath in the morning. Harry was the father, of course. His father, Harry, yes. Thank you, young man.
Oh, no problem.
What is your name?
I'm Rob.
You remind me of older Harry.
Really?
The
Harry
grandfather,
Elder?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's
Harry Letterman.
Letterman named his kid after his dad, right?
Harry Letterman.
The guy that you're talking badly about here, Mrs. Letterman.
I am very frustrated, though, because unfortunately in my world of the olden days, back in the dark ages, as it were, you would not have a child who would be born out of wedlock. Like it's the society you have now with all of the weird, weird situations.
What do you think about his girlfriend? You know, he never talks about his girlfriend on the show.
I've never met the dear girl.
No, you've never met the girl who squeezed at your grandchild?
No, he's never shown me the baby. I think it might be a ruse. I really, really do. He sends me photographs of him holding a baby, but it distinctly in my eyes, I put on my oversized glasses hanging from the chain, and it looked to me like it may be a plastic baby. A tiny little plastic toy baby. It didn't look real to me. And I said, David, darling, when I come back from the Olympics, can I see the child?
And
he said, Mom, stay in Torino for a few weeks and we'll discuss it when you get home. I said, it's my grandson. Why can't I see the child? He won't show me the baby.
What about your relationship with the people on that show?
Oh, I love them all. You could ask me any questions. I know behind the scenes from when I've done top 10 lists. I know all of them.
Okay, what about Paul Schaefer? What is he like?
An exquisite lover.
Wow. Alan Calder, the announcer guy.
Gay.
Biff Henderson, the stage manager
Biff
guy.
Biff Henderson, kleptomaniac. He stole my purse.
Wow.
He did, David. I mean, Donald. He did. When I used to bathe David as a young boy, we played Will It Float. It was such big fun. I always enjoyed all of those things.
So you've had encounters with all these people that work on your boys' TV show?
I was desperate for David not to hire Paul Schaefer.
Why?
He's Canadian.
Yeah?
And I'm a true blue patriot. I don't believe Canadians should have work permits to work here in the United States. I know we're a nation of immigrants and all, but I said, don't hire a Canadian. I thought it would come back to bite him.
But it hasn't.
It didn't. No.
It hasn't.
That's because Paul Schaefer passes himself off as American. Bully, I say to him. Wonderful lad. Truly wonderful.
Is there a man in your life besides your son?
No, my loyalty is to my son David forever. And I say, Mother's Day is such a special day for both of us. It's a day that David actually sends me a lovely bouquet of flowers and a photograph of his plastic baby Harry. And Johnny Dark, the CBS page, is very close to me sometimes.
Now, does David take you out? I mean, do you go like to Outback Steakhouse? Do you go to a bed and breakfast?
I'm taken out by a series of David's assistants from New York City. They take me to various restaurants that I choose. The way it will work on Sunday is David will send me a private car, take me to the airport. I will fly on a private plane. I'll land at a private airport and be driven to Connecticut, where I'll stay in a hotel. Then one of David's assistants will drive up the driveway early morning Sunday, present me with a series of brochures for local restaurants, of which I pick one. Then later on that afternoon, David will be in his living room and a private car will take me to his home. He will come to the window, wave at me. I will get back into the car and fly back to Indiana.
See, now this is surprising because on the show, although, you know, he comes off as, you know, sometimes less than friendly, I fear that
baby Harry may indeed be a cabbage patch doll. It does not look real.
He seems to have genuine affection for you.
He does. It's all a show. I wish we were closer. I've actually not had personal contact in over 30 years.
With David?
That hasn't involved the show.
You'll
notice occasionally he'll come over and kiss me on the cheek.
Yeah?
And those are the moments that I treasure. But every holiday, birthdays, Christmas, I will never see David personally. I will always look at him through a living room.
What about when you bathed him when he had the shingles and when you nursed him back to health when he had that heart thing?
David's shingles were one of the worst cases I've ever seen. It's because he was a dirty boy. He didn't keep himself as clean as he should, and he developed a series of ugly staph infections when he was a small lad growing up in the 1960s. I said, David, please don't scratch and go hand to mouth, mouth to rear. I said, David, keep your hands away from your rear. I always said that to him. He would insist on scratching and then going to the mouth. Highly unsanitary, David.
Like, no.
When he kisses me, I cherish the occasional whiff of his tequila breath. People don't realize that he claims in his interviews that he no longer enjoys a close relationship with alcohol.
Yeah.
He does, though. Uh-huh. He truly does. And I slip many alcoholic beverages into my pies, which I FedEx him each Monday a.m.
What about the rumors of his temper? They say he gets mad, something doesn't go right on the show, he fires people all the time. Is he mad in real life?
Oh, no.
Are you shaking?
You've brought up a very sore subject.
With David's anger?
Mm.
Does he have problems?
That's why we don't see each other closely.
Dot, you be honest with me now. Hey, Dot.
There was the one Christmas.
What happened?
Years ago.
What happened?
Oh, please don't go here.
Tell me. Please don't hurt me.
Don't bring up the demons of the past.
What happened at Christmas?
He had recently developed into a rather tall boy.
Oh.
It was his freshman year of high school.
Yes.
He requested a mini bike. And I said, you're too old for that. And he went into a total tantrum. And he threw me down the stairs.
Oh, no.
When I got to the bottom of the stairs, I noticed that my right leg had suffered a compound fracture. David then sprinted back down the stairs, looked at the compound fracture, and said, "I'm going to set the bone myself, Dot. The pain caused me to black out. When I came to, David had secured me with duct tape to a tree in the front yard. And on my chest was written, 'Dorothy Letterman is a bad mother.'
Oh.
When David gets fussy, I try to get him to spark up a fatty, but he doesn't calm down. He screamed, 'I'll see you in hell, glass jaw.' And then he began to strike me again and again and again. It was agony. Not only had I suffered a broken leg, but he was mercilessly beating me in my own front yard until the neighbors called the authorities and he was brought to a juvenile home.
Wow.
These are the secrets of David Letterman that you've unfortunately unearthed today, Donald.
Now,
I don't like talking about
does he hurt? Does he hurt you now, Dot?
I still have dozens of cigarette burn scars from the days that David smoked. He was a heavy smoker, you know, and a pothead. People don't realize that about him. He's so neat and tidy, but he used to be such a slob, so very, very sloppy, and I think he was cruel to me due to the series of staph infections that he felt were my fault.
Now,
they weren't my fault. They were his hands roaming. It was true.
Excuse me?
His hands would roam.
On you?
No, on his own body. He was very unclean. And he one time had an open cut.
Oh.
When David used to throw a tantrum, he'd scratch his own face with very long fingernails, causing a series of straight down abrasions on his skin that would get infected, resulting in the staph infection.
I gotcha.
We ran out of antibiotics. He never forgave me for my arrest for committing sodomy with Tommy News. Such a sad, checkered life.
Yeah.
But I love the boy.
Now, how does he treat you now, today? I mean, I know you've said you've not had contact with him, and I know that's a lie because I saw you on the show.
Although I'm on the television
although
program,
I did say
Donald,
when you're on the show,
he
you
comes,
did say that you pretend,
he
right?
He speaks to me on stage. Otherwise, he will occasionally send me videotapes, just videotapes saying, "Mom, I'm fine." I asked one time if I could attend the Indianapolis 500. Because he's a big racing fan.
Oh, he's got like a car that runs
the
race.
He owns a car.
Yeah.
I wanted to see that side of his life. He shut me out once again.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He sent one of his assistants to come by, and his assistant took this hand, this age-spotted hand, and bent back the index finger and said, "If you mention the Indy 500 again, I'll snap it." And then he did.
Ugh. Snap your finger.
This has never healed properly. You see how the others are straight?
Yeah.
What are you going to do for Mother's Day? I mean, Mother's Day is Sunday. You're a famous TV mother.
I will go to dinner, come back to Indiana, bake David a pie, and the pie will taste salty because of my tears. That is my life, the abused life of Dot Letterman. And I did my very best with David. He was the most bathed boy through middle school and high school. He was always clean. We had clean clothing. He was very, very wonderful. But his ability not to be toilet trained will always hold him back in life. Why have you made me so sad? Why have you brought up these horrible things? You're supposed to be a funny man, and now you've totally brought out this terrible vibe that I don't want to share.
I think you're a young, vibrant woman. What are you, 85?
I'm blind.
Oh, maybe you're blind.
I can't see. I can only see color. I now subsist only on the taste of fear and meatloaf. Don't hurt me, David.
He's not here. No one
he can
will...
find me. He told me that one time. He can find me wherever I hide. I spent the senior year of David's high school life in the closet hiding. When he'd come home with his big oversized hand. David's awkward years lasted well into his mid-30s.
Does he ever mention Leno to you?
Oh, bite your tongue.
What's that, like the F word?
Bite your tongue.
Is that like the F word?
That's like saying Satan. He hates him. He tried to kill him.
He tried. Your son, why? David Letterman, tried to kill Jay Leno.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why?
He tried to kill David.
Why?
He tried to kill David, and David tried to kill him. These are the secrets that are all going to be in my tiny book. It's only 130 pages. He actually tried to kill Jay Leno by poisoning his electric shaver. Wow. David's theory was the chin area was so large that the poison would be observed. The neighbors tried to visit, but the assistants scared them off with shotguns.
I don't think any of this is true. I think he treats you just fine.
I love David. I love David despite all the pain.
Is that a bruise on your arm?
This?
Yeah.
This little thing?
That little thing?
Yes.
It's like that's the size of the state of Louisiana.
If you'd like, I could remove my skirt and show you where the other bruises are.
I tell you what. Well, we open up the news here. Why don't you just get in the stirrups? Let me just take a look at you.
Would you?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
with pleasure,
found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
Now, Rob, where's that big doctor hat I have that has that big shiny thing on front of it, like a miner's hat?
It's back in the office. I can go get it.
I'll do it later. I'll stay as long as you'd like me to stay.
Okay, just lift up and let me see.
Here we are.
He did that to you?
Yes. Feast your eyes on the abuse. Ah! Feast your eyes.
He did that to you?
Don't let his persona fool you.
Wow.
He abuses me. But I still love my David, my little bathed baby boy. A good boy. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Buzz.
That poor woman.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Do you like to see the bruising?
No, thank you. I'll pass.
All right.
I'd rather not know.
You can see it from this angle.
Please.
Oh.
Look at my pelvic bone.
Put some ice on that.
It's poking through your skin.
Thank you so much. Wonderful.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
You like David Letterman a lot, don't you?
I do. Less so tonight. After
cigarette burn scar.
After seeing this and hearing from his mom, I don't know anymore.
But I still feel sexy.
Well, you still are.
You look lovely in that Fidel Castro shirt.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Mrs. Letterman.
Michael Elston.
Always admired you from afar.
Always a pleasure.
Mine.
You know, Buzz is a true aficionado of your son's TV show. Mm-hmm.
Well, he should be. It's very successful. It's very intelligently written. He learned everything from me.
Mm-hmm.
He has the soul of an unrepentant, murderous dictator.
Wow.
That's David Letterman.
I didn't know that.
But I still love him.
Sure. Buzz, what are your stories on your news show tonight?
Tonight, Hello 29%. Should we be worried about the missing dynamite? And a happy ending, guaranteed.
I urge everyone, even though I've done all of this talking about David, to tune in tonight to watch The Late Show with the sadistic felon.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on The Don and Mike Show.
If you need that, you call me.
Surely, Donald.
Or me.
I've always had a soft spot. I like my bananas. For you.
That was very
professional, Robert.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
And more.
Your show, your way. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Right now, there's some Buzz news. Buzz brought to us on this Friday by the business of the Visa business card.
Yes.
I almost said the Visa business card. Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. With the phrase national security being thrown around so much, we thought you should know about the missing dynamite. Around Big Bear City, California, a guy mines for gold as a hobby, really. Now, someone has stolen from that mining site 500 pounds of ammonium nitrate and a quarter ton of TNT.
Okay, now it's not as bad as I thought originally.
Big Bear Lake, go Bears.
Mm-hmm. You're not saying there's anything wrong with Jimmy J.J. Walker?
No. He's still dynamite.
Okay. And you're not saying there's anything... You're not saying that there's...
Damn!
Florida Evans.
There's nothing wrong with the channel that shows all the NBA games.
No, it's still TNT.
Okay. Well, then what's the problem? If it's not Jimmy Walker and it's not TNT cable TV.
Well, there's a quarter ton of TNT out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And combined with fuel oil, that ammonium nitrate would make even more explosives. Quoting an ATF spokesman, this is a quantity that could do significant damage. What are they going to do with it?
That's what I say about Michael Hughes. He's ATF.
Yep.
A total F.
quoting the alcohol.
Check our website out. There's a picture.
Tobacco and firearms spokesman, we need to recover these items.
ACF. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. All right, sir.
The program director was just listening to your show, and he asked me to give you this.
There you go.
And meanwhile, in Iraq, 20,000 of our AK-47s are missing. 20,000 of them. This 99 tons of guns was supposed to have been secretly flown by private contractors in four cargo planes to our soldiers.
Okay, AK-47s, we use those now?
Yes.
I thought we used, like, M-16s.
Not anymore.
Really?
I got to make this happier.
Yeah.
What was the lead there?
Well, about the dynamite and now AK-47s in Iraq.
How many?
20,000.
20,000 AK-47s on the bus. 20,000
take one down, pass it around.
19,999. AK-47s on the wall. Missing.
The concern is, of course, that the guns have wound up in the hands of the people who are shooting at our soldiers, specifically Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
Air traffic controllers in Baghdad have no records of the flights carrying those guns. As Ben Franklin supposedly said, those who sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither.
Can I just say something about him?
Yes.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've seen him do commercials for the bank.
Yeah.
That dude is not a good actor.
That whole thing about the kite and the key and electricity.
Who believes that?
Just like David Blaine.
Isn't that crap?
Yes, yeah. It's total BS.
It's total crap. Mm-hmm. You didn't think he was overrated when we saw him sing karaoke. Remember how bad he was?
Where was this?
In Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia.
Oh, that night in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Professional Ben Franklin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rob Dre.
Looked real.
I had a couple of drinks that night, but I remember.
Not me.
It was the real dude that walks around Philly dressed up like Ben Franklin.
Yeah. Is that the guy that smelled bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And he came to that bar where we had our karaoke party, and he got up like Ben Franklin and sang something like Love Shack.
No, it was.
What was it?
God.
Can you remember?
Yes, I can.
Can you remember?
I can remember. It was Leonard Skinner. It was Sweet Home Alabama. Because remember, we never knew the words.
And still don't. Anyway, I paraphrase Ben because a new survey shows that 2/3 of Americans are okay with the government tracking all our phone calls. Only 1 in 4 of us even strongly objects. That sound you hear is our founding fathers spinning in their graves.
See, Buzz, now hold on. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Let me just play devil's advocate.
All right.
You say the story is that how many?
2/3 of Americans don't mind.
Okay. I would be in that majority.
I understand that. I know that.
So why would, if a majority of Americans don't care
right.
at this point, why would the founding fathers be spinning her over in their graves?
Because they were, I think, more concerned with our privacy and our rights to privacy.
You would have been a better fit on a radio show like in 1776. Because back then it would have just been everything was great.
That's back in the days where they spun the records.
Everything
now
was
they have
great.
CDs.
Then, it would be like, how about that George Washington?
Yeah.
I got nothing bad to say about him.
Right. Yeah, but don't get strep throat. You're toast.
Well, yesterday, after word got out about another of the president's secret spying on Americans programs, the president went on TV to say, there is no data mining. Meanwhile, the man he's chosen to run the CIA was over telling Congress, and I quote, last week we cemented a deal with another corporate giant to develop a system to mine data, end quote. And despite our okayness with the data mining, the president's approval rating is now down to a new low of 29%.
What can I do to help you?
You know when we really have to start worrying when they can, photograph us walking to our cars from space? That's when I'm going to get worried.
They can do that.
Didn't you see Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Gene Hackman?
Oh, they do that already.
Yeah, well, it's just a movie, of course, but
sure they do.
Yeah. How about if they have, like, a death ray where they can blow anybody up, like, on their deck? Then I'm worried. They don't really have that, right?
I don't know.
You have that?
Yeah,
that's a potato gun.
No, I bought it at Brookstone.
All right.
Potato gun.
Ben Franklin invented that. Now.
He's overrated. Buzz, I'm a little late with it today. I didn't realize the news was going to start off this way.
Neil Young, ladies and gentlemen.
Rocking in the free world.
Down by the river, I shot my baby.
Neil Young. He never gets old, does he?
Russ never sleeps, Don.
Nice sideburns.
Well, enough about all that. Now it's Friday. Let's move on to the much-anticipated sex news.
Okay, now this is what I thought we were going to
have. Yeah, I didn't make you go through
don't
a lot of that.
Don't care about them listening to my phone calls. Don't care
I
about
know
missing
don't.
Guns. Mm-hmm. Care about sex.
The only adult...
Just no butt sex, please.
Oh, we've been there, done that.
There's going to be some of that, I think.
Okay.
But we'll start here. The only adult bookstore in Pocola, Oklahoma, has been shut down after an obscenity bust. Police arrived at about 6 p.m. on Wednesday and told reporters that investigators, quote, could be there all night. Quoting the police chief, "I hope this is the end of it for the Christian community," end quote. And I hope Pocola doesn't end up like San Bernardino, California, which has just been ordered to pay a strip club. The city's been ordered to pay a strip club nearly $1.5 million.
Why?
The strip club won the money in a lawsuit it filed after the city shut it down with zoning laws. A judge...
Yeah, hooray.
A judge has ordered the town to pay the strip club for damages with interest, the legal fees with interest, and the court costs.
Has to pay all in $1 bills.
That's right.
Man, that means they'll be able to buy new poles.
Yeah, at the very least.
Very good.
And in a suburb of Seattle, meanwhile, a stripper is fighting the charge that she violated the 4-foot separation rule. They can't have lap dances.
Was that her legs?
No, they have to. The dancers have to stay at least 4 feet back.
Yeah, like put her ankles behind her head. You know what I mean? Roll around like a ball on the floor.
I thought she's one of those girls that can do that thing that they do. That I can't talk about.
That's a good thing. That's a good trick.
Hi, Randy.
So the stripper charged with violating the 4-foot rule.
That's
the stripper done
R-A-N-D-I.
I saw years ago. You saw her a long, long time ago.
We saw her at Arby's, didn't we?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Where the roast beef is always overcooked.
The Seattle stripper is fighting the charges. The arresting officer admits he let her touch his thing, but she says he let her touch it repeatedly.
Hey.
Quoting Charity.
Pretty good.
Is that her name?
Yes, Charity. Right there.
In Seattle.
Okay. Quoting Charity, he waited like 5 minutes until the whole dance was over and he got his happy ending, end quote. Her lawyer says it's a case of good old boys having a good old time.
And then I sat and really worked it.
And when it comes to sex news, we've only just begun.
Oh, good.
We'll continue in a few moments.
Oh, so we got like 8 minutes of Bush sucks.
Uh-huh.
And what I really want...
and you're going to get it when we come back.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Thanks. Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is a funny place. The Don and Mike Show.
Friday, I'll put some Raiders on here. You know. Not the Oakland Raiders. Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah, they wore a Ben Franklin outfit.
They did wear the three-cornered hat.
Yes, they did.
Buzz!
I like that.
News and comments. This break of Buzz News and Comments brought to you by the Hard Times Cafe. All the great food you love to eat. Great food for good people at cheap prices. And a good read by me. Hard Times Cafe. Ask for your money back on that one.
Yeah.
And now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there.
At the STD clinics of Baltimore, they see a lot of customers.
Now you're talking my language.
Absolutely.
Okay? Now we're not talking about how inept the president is. Now we're talking about sexually transmitted diseases.
Time to go Downey Clinic.
And the busy healthcare professionals who work at those clinics say they've noticed a change recently. They say fewer teenagers are engaging in intercourse, and the majority, they say, are engaging in oral. They say there's also been a near doubling in the use of what Don calls the bad place, but that still ranks a distant third. A doctor from Johns Hopkins presented all this week to the government Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, and she says none of it's surprising. She says teens believe oral is safer, and she says it is to some extent, but she warns it could result, this new trend, in diseases that won't be detected in traditional STD tests.
You going to try to do that with me?
Dr. Phil's talking about
it. Are you a prostitute?
There he is. He's upset again.
Are you a drunk?
Yep.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
You've been drinking today.
You see, Cameron has STDs.
Thousands of them.
He's got all of them. If it ends in idia,
right?
He's got it.
Wow. How unfortunate.
And Cameron, good luck at Red Zebra.
Don't let Bennett know that you've got everything that ends in idia.
Yeah, absolutely. Which causes your zebra to be red.
Right. Oh,
idiot. Oh, they grow up so fast. In a suburb of Chicago, a 13-year-old girl who first reported she'd been raped by seven young men in a laundry room now tells police it was consensual.
Oh, boy.
She confessed after police pointed out they found no signs of a struggle. The boys are all under 17, so they and the girl have been asked to get counseling.
My boys, my boys.
Around Raleigh, North Carolina, a 16-year-old boy has suspended for having sex on our time during school hours.
Has been suspended?
Has been suspended.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ryan Bigger and his 17-year-old girlfriend...
You bet he's bigger, bud.
Hey!
Come on, you know this.
Ryan Bigger.
He and the girl had permission to leave the school for a trip.
Sounds like Tarzan. Ryan Bigger.
That was then canceled. How they were caught having sex or by whom has not been publicly explained. Also not explained whether or not the girl was suspended. And there's some controversy over whether the guy should have been suspended for what he was doing in a private residence and not at school.
Are you talking about them being suspended, like, from the air or being suspended?
No, they were suspended from school.
Okay.
Because somebody caught them having sex in a private home during school hours.
Like trapeze artists.
Yeah.
You know, but we don't know who caught them.
Like bungee jumping having sex.
That part has not been explained by school officials. They simply say they caught these kids having sex in a private residence
during
school
hours. But it's a credible, it's probably a parent.
From the school, very likely, I would think. Yes.
Okay.
The main debate...
Were they doing the bad thing, Buzz?
I don't think they were, but, you know, I don't know. That hasn't
good for them.
Well, statistics would say they're probably it was probably oral.
True.
That's right. Statistically, that's probably
thank
correct.
Thank you.
But the main debate in all of this is over whether he did the deed on his time or on school time. Or
Mr. Hamm.
Our time.
Isn't it our time, Mr. Hamm? Mr. Spicoli.
You're on dangerous ground. I don't know.
I'm going to put that on the board for everyone to see.
There's no birthday party for me here.
All right.
In Cape Cod, a young woman who just got her prom dress has just found out she's not allowed to bring her boyfriend.
Why?
The high school is doing background checks on everyone who's planning on attending the big dance. In the case of 18-year-old Erica Eckert, they found that her boyfriend had been convicted of, wait for it, possession of marijuana.
Just people.
Oh, dear.
She's in tears. So is another girl whose boyfriend has also been banned for being bad to the bone.
Just people.
Quoting one girl, it's a real shame. Everything's paid for. The school's background, by the way, is illegal. The background check, according to the American Civil Liberties Union. Co-eds at a conservative college in Texas, meanwhile, are being told they had better not turn up in the pages of Playboy. A Baylor, a Baptist University in Waco.
Good football team, right?
They say it will...
I'm still thinking about the girls in Playboy. I'm sorry, what was your question, Mike?
Baylor, a good football team, correct?
No idea.
Where the girls...
Baylor University?
I don't know.
I just know that, Baylor, I just know that I don't often look at Playboy, but if it's like... girls of the ACC.
Sure.
Especially since my son goes to an ACC school.
Yeah.
I check it out, and if it's girls of the Pac-10,
mm-hmm.
I'll check it out.
Sure.
I would check out the girls of Baylor University.
You know what I've always wanted Playboy to do?
Wow.
Girls of community colleges. I think you get some good results.
That girls of 13th grade. Girls of George Mason.
Put it in a pamphlet.
Let's go Patriots.
Did I send you guys the link that has every centerfold?
No.
No, you only talk to us about it in the office.
I will send it to you tonight.
Please do. Something to look forward to.
Fantastic. Good high-res scan.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Baylor says it will discipline female students if they accept Playboy's recruiting for posers or associate with the magazine in any way.
We don't want Baylor to be Bail Whore.
No. And the question is, does associating with the magazine include under the covers with a flashlight? Playboy's featuring a photo spread on women of the Big 12.
I am from the planet Baylor. I am here to find your co-ed. Please, show me Poontang.
I have traveled from Lunesta, the planet Lunesta.
I want to meet your leader, Patrick Kennedy. I am from the planet Ambien.
Baylor's a Big 12 school.
Baylor.
In that college athletic conference, Baylor did not allow dancing on its campus until about 10 years ago.
Of course, he was a famous knuckleball pitcher. Baylor Perry.
Not to be confused with Don Baylor.
Right.
Oh, boy. If we play the Baylor game now.
It's tough. I'm
out right there, too.
There's not many Baylors.
No,
around.
Fortunately. In Australia, sex toys are now tax deductible if you're a pro. Under the new Australian tax code, hookers...
Excellent.
Hookers and strippers can now deduct their expenses for the following items.
Yeah, I love them so much.
Toys, lingerie, lubricants, condoms, massage oils.
Good eye, Mike.
Tissues, dance lessons, and motel bills, either by the day or by the hour.
That's Australian Rosie O'Donnell.
The tax code does not allow professional women to deduct what they spend on fitness classes.
Yeah, I love them so much.
Okay.
Excellent.
Chill out, Rosie, please.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's late in the show.
I'm hearing you.
Please lower your voice.
Our daddy is dead.
Good.
And in St. Louis...
Hello?
Shut up.
In St. Louis, a husband and wife trucker team smashed their rig into a pine tree. They were both mostly naked when found by police.
Oh,
yeah, dear. Buddy.
He'd been sleeping in the bunk in the nude.
Get her done.
She was driving in nothing but a T-shirt.
That's how we roll, Buzz.
Rescuers found the couple under the dash.
Nothing but a T-shirt.
She says she must have fallen asleep while listening to the radio. As for the wardrobe, she says she was just trying to be comfortable.
Oh.
Breaker 69.
Yeah, you're done.
Where's that rubber Effie? Not rubber ducky. Rubber Effie.
I'm going to show you where the rubber meets the road, baby.
And it's been over 10 years since Manuel's wife left him.
Manuel?
She was frightened by his increasing size. It's easy to understand her fear. Manuel now weighs about the same as 5 baby elephants, an estimated 1,200 pounds.
Is Manuel a man or an animal?
A man.
He's a man.
Yes, he's a manimal.
No, 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 no.
I say he weighs an estimated 1,200 pounds because there really isn't a proper method of weighing him. The only man ever heavier that we know of is the late John Minnick of Seattle, who weighed 1,400 pounds.
But they can still ride minibikes.
Doctors in Italy will try to save Manuel from John's fate by cutting out his gallbladder and part of his intestine.
Oh.
He'll have to be flown there from his home in Mexico by cargo plane.
How'd you like to be that guy?
Too bad Geraldo doesn't have a show anymore. I mean, you know, it's old time.
Yes,
show.
Where he'd actually go to the house and try to get the guy help, you know.
No, see one... the helicopter?
Jesus.
We're lifting Hambone out now.
Did you see a picture of this guy? It's all over the internet, the picture of that guy. Yeah. He's wearing what appears to be a too-short T-shirt and something, I assume it's his stomach, but it doesn't resemble his stomach. What it resembles is some other part of the body.
Wow. I saw it, and I saw the picture, and I thought... Jim London.
How you doing, Mary?
How's Mary?
Jim and Mary.
Our old country DJs, we know.
We'll wrap this up the way you should on a Friday when we come back.
More sex?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's funny stuff.
Okay, oh, good.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Your home for petting. To a point.
To a point.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Not down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not on the back. Front's okay.
Right.
And now once again, here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, some lawmakers in Washington think America has a gambling problem. They're considering outlawing online gambling.
Yeah, online gambling is dangerous. I know a lot. I have friends of mine that think, you know, it's just when you're sitting there in your underwear at your computer screen, you tend to be a little less responsible than if you have to get into a car and drive somewhere.
Realize they're talking about folding a $12 billion industry that is untaxed and unregulated. Finally, Dateline Budapest.
Sounds like my bowels.
Untaxed and unregulated.
Right. Running wild.
A
Hungarian construction crew. A Hungarian construction crew
wild.
Drank a barrel of rum and found a naked man in the barrel. It was the pickled corpse of a man shipped this way by his wife to save on airfare.
Okay, you know what? That's a winner, Buzz.
He's ending the week with a pickled corpse.
That's a winner, Buzz.
The workers say the rum had, and I quote, a special taste.
Just people.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. That's how you end the show.
That's the way to end a week.
Right. The guy was in there.
Yeah.
Have a safe weekend, everybody.
Man, this rum tastes like ass.
And, you know, Mother's Day and everything. Yep. Blah, blah.
Well, we'll
bye, Jessica.
We'll have a bigger discussion about that on Monday's episode. Yes, and Jessica, speaking of Mother's Day, who's carrying one of our children.
She is.
Somebody's children. Bye, Jess. She's leaving us.
Yes. Carry our seed down to another station.
We will see you on Monday with a new episode, okay? Have a safe weekend. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, and you.
My rum has a hair in it.
You.
Bye now.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Bye, Jess.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jess.
It's Buzz's, isn't it?
Don't tell anyone.
Shh. Buzz, you bastard.
Not a word, my sweet.
Not a word, my sweet. Bye. Would you just say one time, dynamite to break?
Dynamite to break.
Bye, Jess.
Bye.
Bye.